themselves. They go, he took the coward's way out is all he did. Suicide is for cowards who don't want to deal with their problems. So they want an easy fix and an easy solution. Fuck you.
First of all, life is like animal porn. It's not for everybody. It isn't. It's sad when kids kill themselves because kids didn't really give life a chance, but life is like a movie. If you've sat through more than half of it and it's sucked every second so far, chances are it's not going to get great right at the very end and make it all worthwhile. No one should blame you for walking out early. Every time someone kills himself, he took the coward. If it were a coward's way out, everyone would be doing it. Come on, how many brave people do you really know? There'd be no more root canals or IRS audits, AIDS test. No, I seen the chicks you fucked. Take the coward's way out on that one, man. You don't even want to know. I asked her to dance, man. Fuck you. You ask her to dance. Well, you're the one who keeps looking at her. If you're going to look at her, why don't you go over and ask her? Well, fine. I will go ask her then, you dick. Hi. I was sitting over there, and I was wondering, you know, maybe on the next slow song or something, if you wanted to dance, or unless that's your boyfriend. I'm sorry. I'm just not really good at this. Boom! Oh, he took the coward's way out. Clarence is a pussy. I knew he was going to chicken out and blow his head off. Dude, he's a pussy. He wouldn't even do a shot with us, fucking homo. Life is precious, too. To you, you're young, you fucking few dollars in your pocket, your shit going on. Sell that life is precious shit to the 90-year-old guy, graveyard shift at the nursing home. He's moaning with dementia. Can't even recognize his own children anymore. Got big floppy hangy penis lips from 10 years of catheterization. Oh, life is precious. Yes, turn me. Oh, I savor every sunrise. Could you empty my bag? It's leaking on the blanket. The only reason he hasn't killed himself is he can't figure out a way to do it with pudding. This is a nursing home story. This is a little over a year ago, was in Sarasota, Florida. They found an 87-year-old woman dead in her bed in a nursing home with 1,625 ant bites on her body. Ants. And someone had to count those. And I bitch about my job. Ants. How do you explain that one to the grandkids, huh? No, no, honey. Nana's not with us anymore, sweetie pea. No. No, see, God decided that he loved Nana so much, he wanted her right there in heaven with him. Yeah. So he sent an army of fire ants to tear through the drywall and then slowly chew her to death, where she lay there defenseless and unable to scream. Good night. Mommy, will God send fire ants for me someday? Only if you're good. Only if you're good and you pray every day. Then Jesus sends the bugs for you. Good night. Who's got you in the belly?
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase.
Hello there.
Again,
you are listening
that's dealflix.com.
Royce, promo code on morelikeradio.com.
What you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Rose, maybe I could help you. It's not Pastor Royce, but it's Rabbi Royce Sessions. Right, it's maybe Rabbi, puppy. It's L'Chaim, then. It's L'Chaim.
That's right. This is the small schmeckle session, so go ahead. What do you have in mind?
I just want to know how I would like to sign up my bris.
Yeah, you might have a problem with my dear. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
You're ripping me off. You rip off my character and you just made him Jewish.
That would be Rabbi Shmunya. He's not on the phone right now.
Shmunya,
we can give him a call.
My guy too.
And I was thinking I'd have to caption myself or censor myself somewhere.
Pastor Royce, this is Rabbi Senior. Can you call Pastor Shmunya right now? See if he answers the phone.
This is Dutch and Royce.
Hey, everybody. I'm firing all the cylinders because I had autoplay on. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. It is... what date is it? It is May 24th, 2016. I am Joel Dutchman here with Royce Lopez.
Hello, everybody.
Marie Lopez.
Good evening, friends.
Johnny Cakes and Dairy.
May the 24th be with you.
John's still doing that.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Greetings and salutations.
And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hey.
If you are listening to the podcast and want to catch us live, go to morelikeradio.com/live to join in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And see the videos at youtube.com/morelikeradio. We do live streaming there. Do we even do Ustream anymore or no?
No, we don't. But I figured out a way, I think, to stream
on... jump ship.
I figured out a way to stream on Facebook Live everybody's audio now, so...
Okay.
They're only seeing me, but I think they're hearing everybody. So if you're watching on Facebook, do me a favor.
Do them a solid.
Yeah, and let me know.
Can you hear all of us or just Royce?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. If someone could pop over to my Facebook really quick, that would be awesome.
Super
Royce
cool
Lopez
of you.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, that Royce Lopez.
Yes, you can hear everything.
Awesome.
It sounds good, too.
Good.
Sweet.
Well, we're also on Facebook, but only on Royce's page.
Yep. Oh, we have a call.
That's the only page that matters.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Jonathan Leverage.
What was that again? I apologize. You broke up a little bit there.
This is Jonathan Leverage.
Hey, how you doing, Jonathan?
Richie Rich, how you doing?
Richie.
Yes, I'm here.
Johnny Rich,
what's going on?
Go.
Yeah, Jonathan Leverage is calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Hey, that's my hometown.
Oh, boo.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay, man. Thinking about the next person to sue.
Oh, why? Who's going to sue who?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure it out, man. I've been seeing about this Bill Cosby creep. Yeah, I think I'm going to file a lawsuit against him.
Okay.
Now, did he rape you?
I actually heard that. Isn't he going to stand trial now? I heard that on the AP this morning.
Preliminary hearing today. Got the judge... held it over for trial.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I guess my only question isn't there a statute for how long? Only 7 years?
I think it's 12 years in the state of Pennsylvania. This one got under the wire.
I gotcha.
Am I wrong, Johnny Richie Rich?
Yeah, well, I think this is an extraordinary circumstance. A lot of public outcry about what he did. So I guess the prosecutor is flexing their muscles and just trying to, not go by the statute of limitations and find their own way to write the rules and then, try to prosecute him. It's dangerous. Sets dangerous precedent for anyone else, in the future that does crimes like 10, 20, 30 years ago. You could be held liable in this day and era.
Right.
Well, I think most people know that. Well, I think murder doesn't have a statute of limitations, correct?
Now, Johnny, do you think he did it?
I think so. I mean, I've been reading a lot of articles. It's kind of interesting. You got 25 different women, alleging the same kind of conduct. I mean, if it was one or two, I would think maybe they're money hungry. But you got a bunch of women here. I mean, that's a lot.
Even if half of them are lying, I mean, that's still, yeah, fucking at least 12 to 13 women who aren't.
Right.
So. Yeah, but what about the guys? No guys are coming forward. I demand equal representation.
Well, I don't think Cosby was gay. So.
Or transgender men. We're the transgender individuals.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, hopefully in my bedroom. But, I mean, that's me. But call me old-fashioned.
So, Johnny, are you a lawyer that just wanted to call up and talk about law issues, or what's up?
No, I'm a jailhouse lawyer myself. I was just in federal prison. I just got released from federal prison. I served a lot of time.
What'd you do?
So, wire fraud, credit card fraud.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, tough.
How'd you get caught?
I had a co-defendant in Houston, Texas. There's a program running around the internet called CNN Presents How to Rob a Bank, and he more or less got caught on his own and pretty much told on me and my wife and whatnot.
He ratted on you?
Yeah, he ratted on me and admitted to it on national TV.
So he has a thing on the internet that says how to rob a bank, and then he got caught.
Well, it's a program CNN created called CNN Presents How to Rob a Bank.
I got you.
5 or something like that.
It's probably one of the was one of those shows where like they hired actual bank robbers but didn't show, you know, their identities.
This was more like at the time when the identity theft was just getting known to the public. It was more or less just going into a bank using a fake driver's license and a credit card and getting, you know, out of the bank within 5 minutes.
Hey, just, Mitch, you know, Mitch, can you find that real quick? I want to see a clip of this.
Yeah. It's somewhere if you Google it.
Yeah, we'll pull it up in a second.
Yeah, but. We'll grab it. Now
so how'd you find out about our show?
Well, I mean, individual is a friend of mine on Facebook. I think Lopez, I believe, is one of my Facebook friends. I don't know him personally, but I just clicked on the link and I was like, hey, I'm going to just join into the fray and see what's going on.
Oh, well, that's me. This is Royce. Hi,
hey,
yes.
Hey, I was going to say, we just now started this whole foray with Facebook live streaming and it turns out it's working.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm testing it out.
You know, I'm not here to talk about my own credentials, but I also have my own little infamy myself. If you Google my name, you know, I'm known for filing frivolous lawsuits throughout the country. So, you know, I have my own thing I'm doing too.
That's pretty. Hey, you know what, man? If you're making a living, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not the part is not getting caught, right?
Correct.
And also not hanging out with snitches, as you learned the hard way.
Yes.
Snitches get stitches.
And also, snitches and talkers, I believe it says in the Bible, get stitches and walkers. I believe that was in Leviticus. Am I correct, Dutch?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think so.
Thank you. That's the same Bible place where they say that gay people shouldn't use bathrooms and suck each other's dicks, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It's been a while since I've seen the movie, The Bible.
Johnny, how much time did you serve?
I served 10 years. I was in a rack of federal prisons throughout the country. Yeah, I was all over the South, Leavenworth, Kansas, and Colorado, the Supermax in Colorado.
That big motherfucker that's out
You
here.
Did a dime for that? That sucks. Holy shit.
Hold on. What was your actual sentence? Did you do something inside that extended it or no?
Well, I... You know, I had 125 months. That was my sentence. But then while incarcerated, I learned the law and I became like an advocate for prisoners' rights, you know, with grievances and lawsuits against the administration and the courts. And the prisons more or less retaliated against me and then would put me in a higher security in these notorious supermax places. And I would have, you know, subjected to 24-hour a day solitary confinement.
How
long did you do the solitary for?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Longest I ever did was 27 months straight.
What?
So we're talking, 27 months straight. Never came out of the cell.
What did you did you experience psychotic episodes? I read it could drive you crazy.
It was the worst time of my life. I mean, I could. It was harrowing. You know, I was talking to myself. I was losing my mind. You know, as the months passed by, because there was no hope.
Right.
I was getting desperate. I went on hunger strikes.
Oof.
You know, would throw PCs and blood. It was very.
The only thing worse than going on an actual hunger strike is having to hear the song "Hunger Strike" by Temple of the Dog.
I was just about to say
that's not a good song.
That's not a good song. I mean, you could have listened. I'm going to say this: 27 months of solitary sucks. Could have been worse. Could have been listening to Eddie Vedder. That's what I'm saying. Think about that. He is always wearing shorts and hates corporations.
Yeah.
The solitaries in the federal system, I mean, the rooms are like 50. You're only with one set of clothes. It's an exchange for an exchange. And then you know, the temperature in the room is like 55 degrees. So you're constant cold. And you have no sunlight, no windows. You get fed through the food slot like a dog.
Yeah, I watched there was a documentary that came out not too long ago. I don't know if you saw it, but it's about solitary confinement. And after I watched that, I was like, wow, that's fuck. Like, that's when you hear about like certain people who get life in prison in solitary, it's like, oh, there you go. Especially if it's like a, you know, a pedophile or whatever. It's like, okay, that's better than putting them on death row, because that person actually has to suffer, because, you know, we as humans aren't meant to be alone for that long period of time.
Yeah. Now, so
that's
now,
like a, that's a charge worse than death.
Now, Johnny, let me ask you a question. Did you have to join any, like, any particular cliques while you were there to stay safe, or you just did your time alone?
Not really. I was more solo, but you do see that, especially amongst younger people that come into prison. Usually, you know, a lot of them will claim a Muslim faith, or a lot of them will, you know, they're called CARs, and more or less, you have different areas around the country where you're from, and then people click up from, you know, for your area. So if you're from New York, you hang out with all the New York guys. If you're from California guys, Texas, you know, and so there is a lot
any
of gangs.
Philly guys you hook up with? Because I would have hooked up with you immediately.
Well, I mean, sexually. You know, for me, when I went in, I went to federal prison in my early 20s, so there was actually a lot of Philadelphia mobsters, you know, in the federal prisons down there in Atlanta,
any
Georgia.
Any particular names? Maybe I know them.
Nicky Scarfo, George Monterano, New York Vicarina. I mean, different individuals. John Stanfa, Sal Merlino, Joey Merlino. You know, these individuals. Yeah, so that's how it usually is. You know, for myself, I usually just keep to myself, or I kept to myself. I never had a problem. I never got into it.
Why did they put you in solitary, like, for so long? What was the reason?
That particular one, you know, I tried to initiate a group demonstration against the administration on the food, the quality of food, the quality of health care, you know, amongst inmates.
Now, by group demonstration, do you mean incite a riot, or that's what they called it?
Passing a petition, getting everyone to file grievances and lawsuits in the local courts against the administration for lack of health care and inadequate, you know, nutritional on the food and whatnot, because I mean the food is really bad at this point, you know, in the federal system. You know, inmates are really getting like about 1,500 calories.
So basically, you were like a late night TV lawyer, but behind bars, and they were like, you know, we don't want to see this guy anymore. Let's just put him in the hole for a little while.
Yeah, he sounds like he was like the Saul Goodman of the pen, you know.
Yes,
correct.
Yeah,
they wanted to set an example, you know, to thwart anyone else that would try to challenge him.
Because, and they probably, you know, they saw that as like an uprising of some sort, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and they don't like the paperwork too, because they got to file, you know, they got to respond to all this paperwork.
Oh God, you were such a pain in the ass to those guys.
Good though. Yeah. By the way,
for 27 months, Jesus Christ.
Good though. By the way, can I say kudos? But that's cool though. Like people always talk stuff about how bad the prison is, and this guy actually did something about it.
It was at least attempting to.
Yeah, at least trying. I mean, you can say that. Like, and now here's another question I have. What was the most bullshit charge you saw somebody serving time for there?
Oh wow. I mean, you know, there's guys serving probation violations, technical violations, you know, for not, you know, like reporting or a positive urine. They'll get 5 years for that.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years in federal prison for a violation. I think that's just totally
ridiculous,
insane, ludicrous, and draconian. You know, you got a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of urban black guys in the African-American community that have like a little bit of crack cocaine, like as much as your like thumb. Your thumbnail.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past, how ridiculous that is. Yeah.
You know, and nowadays though, you know, like you got a lot of child porn and pedophiles coming into the system now. You know, with the internet porn, the proliferation of the internet is just exploding with regular, you know, like older white guys. They're just.
I think you
could just tell they're pedophiles. They're creepy looking. They're flooding the system.
I think the PC term is Jareds. They don't like to be called pedophiles now. I believe that's the
correct,
the preferred nomenclature for pedophiles.
I was going to ask another question. Is there prison justice towards guys like that? Like there's other, you know, like you were just mentioning a whole rack of dudes who are probably in there for stuff that isn't that bad.
Here's what happens. The borough prisons likes to put these individuals in a lower security, less hostile environment because, you know, a lot of guys really, like, you know, you guys heard about Jared getting beat up and somebody assaulted him in jail.
Yeah.
Usually that doesn't happen to a lot of pedophiles because they're in these good facilities, and a lot of inmates know if you touch them, they're not going to remove the pedophile off the compound. They're going to take the aggressor off, and then these guys will go to a higher security, you know. So a lot of guys,
so if you're in, if you're in a,
you know, they might say stuff and, okay. and say stuff under the breath and let them know that they're a pedophile and what they did, you know, and kind of harass them a little bit verbally, mm-hmm. but physically it really doesn't happen because the BOP, you know, knows what they're doing. Because
if you're in a lower, like, you know, for lack of a better term, a cush jail, you don't want to get out of that one. You want to stay there for the rest of your sentence.
You don't, because a lot of the federal prisons, the lower securities, like, you know, inmates have unlimited access to cell phones. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all on their social media, gambling, drugs. It's so wide open that these guys, you know, they know pedophiles are around, but they just ignore them and are more focused on their own hustles and whatever they're into.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, so what you're saying is that prison doesn't look like a fun summer camp like Orange is the New Black, right?
Well, I'm just speaking on federal prisons. You know, you got two different, it's like the tale of two cities. You got the higher securities, which is our nightmare. I mean, it's complete chaos, gladiator form. But then you have the camps and the lows, which are very cushy. They're wide open dormitories. There's no bars. There's no really controlled movement. You can just run around rampant and do what you want with, you know,
kind of more like what it is for jail, not prison. So
yeah, I mean, you could say like I'll speak
jail, and I've been in those like wide opens. I was only there for like, you know, a weekend, but I know, is it something like that?
Well, I could speak on like with up in the Northeast, you have FCI Fort Dix, Schuylkill, and Otisville. These are lower security prisons, and they're more like big housing projects. I mean, they're buildings with like three stories, and they're just 12 man dorms, and there's like 300 in a building, and one officer that stays downstairs, you know, in his own office, and everyone upstairs is just drinking, gambling, playing music all night. It looks like a housing project. I mean, guys are strung out on the floors, drugged up, doped up, you know, and guys running around with cell phones, taking selfies while they're in jail. It's interesting. I last year finally made it down to my first low because I was all in the higher security, and I never seen anything like it. You know, as far as just anything, access to anything. Guys are coming up to the fences of the jails, throwing packages over the fence, you know, packages of cell phones and drugs. And it's just a big party. These guys, I mean, they're partying in the lows and the camps. In the higher securities, it's a whole different ballgame. I mean, this is like, it's total, you're on eggshells, the hostility, gangs are fighting each other, and it's bad in the higher security. Very, very bad.
Wow. Damn, so how you might have said this earlier. How long ago did you get out?
I just got out probably about 3 weeks ago.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm having another adversity again. I guess they're trying to more put me back into jail. I'm trying to figure out a solution to this so I don't go back.
Why are they trying to put you back in?
Well, the grievances and lawsuits. Another state out there in Arizona is trying to investigate me for false statements and different things on litigation. So they're trying to prosecute me, possibly. Mm.
So you're trying to sue somebody now so you can make some quick money? Or
I got some questions. No. I got some questions.
I have a good heart, and I try to. When I see people getting oppressed and I see people you know, going their own adversity, because a lot of guys are literate and they don't know their own rights. And a lot of guys get hosed or shammed on their own situation and circumstance. I like to come in and help people that are in need.
You know what? I like the fact that you said that, because we feel like Tosh.0 has been stealing a few of our bits here and there. So we're thinking about suing him.
I mean, that or you know, kill him. I mean, one or the other. I haven't decided yet.
I wasn't going to say that much.
No, I mean, I'm not going to do it. Obviously, I'm not an idiot, and I wouldn't talk about it on a radio show.
Richie Rich on the phone.
I wouldn't. Yeah. But now I have a question here from someone from Facebook. And I'm sorry if I butcher your name. Rhiannon. OK. Rhiannon. Anyway, they're asking Johnny. So what specifically did you complain about besides like the food and all that? Was there any other things like shitty treatment to inmates by corrections officers, anything like that you saw happen?
It would, yes. I mean, ethically, the guards, you know, have to treat. They have different standards and code of conduct that they have to follow. You know, obviously they don't. A lot of guards will verbally abuse inmates and degrade them, and on that front, I'm just trying to think. I mean, there's lack of religious services, lack of adequate clothing. There's a lot of different issues, that have to be addressed, because the prison population system is exploding. I mean, it's getting more and more crowded, and what's happening is the budget, and I'm just speaking, on the federal level, the budget keeps lowering while the population keeps rising. So they just take away, they cost cut, they take away, for breakfast in the morning, they'll just give you like toast and grits, weekends they don't give you like they'll just give you like canned beef stews. I mean, it's getting bad, and that's just with the food. I mean, with the health care, you got to pay a $5 copay just to get health care. Phone rates are like $6-7 for a 15-minute call. Yeah. You know, they emphasize family ties, yet they try to ship you over 500 miles away from your home, and you have like no family conduct, contact with your family. Jobs, there's no jobs in prison. There's no social programming. Mm. There's no rehabilitation programs, no psychology programs. I mean, they're just taken away. So
now,
it's just warehouse.
Johnny, here's another thing I have. Did they have adequate iPhone chargers? Because I don't know what I would do if my battery died.
Oh, God, if they had a 4 instead of a 5.
These guys are improvised. They make some very interesting batteries, and there's a lot of guys, because their cell phones are rampant all over the prisons, but these guys, charge them, with some sort of battery packs that they create, and so they don't have to plug nothing in. Oh. So they're fine right on that.
Have you now? Another question I have to ask: have you ever tried any of that prison hooch?
Yes, I have. I actually tried some of that in solitary confinement. Believe it or not. You know, I was getting a special tray, and they were giving me juice, these packages of apple juice,
right.
And I traded it off, apple juice, and guys would buy sugar, and they would smash bread, and they would create this prison hooch, and then they put them in plastic bags, and then we would kite them, which means you fish them under the door, and they come right under your door, and then you just drink some of that stuff. It's not that good, but I'll tell you what, it gets your head spinning.
It'll fuck you up.
It diverts your attention away from what's going on.
Exactly.
No, I mean, that makes sense, especially if you're dealing with that. Now, did you see, was it pretty easy for other inmates to sneak in drugs and stuff in there, too?
Oh, yeah. Usually they get it, believe it or not, it's the guards that bring them in.
I believe it.
The guards usually bring them in. You know, they accept bribes from inmates, or they're in on it, especially some of these prisons that are more in inner city, because you got some of these guards that are from inner cities that want that extra money. So they'll throw a cell phone. The cell phones go for $2,000. An Apple iPhone go for $2,000 to $2,500. You know, a Samsung Galaxy goes for about $1,500. You know, in drugs, whatever the amount of drugs it is, probably goes 10-20 times its value inside of prison. So
you can figure out a way. Yeah, it's a good little side item. Yeah, that's really interesting. Has anybody ever seen? Because Kelsey and I have been watching that 60 Days In. It's a reality show / mini documentary about these so just what you were talking about, Johnny, as far as like the corruption with the guards and these awfulness that happens in the prisons. They take like 6 or 7 regular people who aren't charged with anything and then put them in prison. Jail, like just regular like federal or county lockup for 60 days, and then but the cameras are basically rolling the whole time, like the stationary cameras. I don't know if your prison had that, but they kind of follow these guys, and they kind of address exactly what you're talking about. Just the fact that everybody has a cell phone, the hooch making and all that kind of shit. Anybody seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know
kind of understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not a bad show as far as it's sort of a reality show, but it's not, Like it's kind of interesting the way that they do it. So.
Johnny, one more question, man. I'm just really interested. Never actually got to.
I was gonna say I'm.
Here's
I
another
talk to you for the rest. The whole first break.
Here's another question I have for you. Did you personally get into any altercations while you were there?
I did, because I have a me myself have a level of respect. You know, I carry myself, you know, I try to treat people with manners and respect. Right. You know, I work out every day and I, you know, help people with litigation. So I'm known for that. I'm known for the guy to come to if anyone ever has a problem, you know, like, you know, I don't believe in when you have a problem, you should use a violence. I believe that you should use the paperwork and use your knowledge to try to get a solution to that problem. So a lot of people would come to me when they need help with that, or to brainstorm a peaceful solution, you know, via the paperwork to get something done.
Now, another
get change done, make a difference, get something done.
Now,
you did or you didn't have any physical altercations?
No, I didn't have any altercations. None? Okay. I never had none. No.
So you basically established yourself as, oh, okay, this guy's going to court tomorrow. Go talk to Johnny because he knows his shit as far as law goes.
Yeah, or somebody gets you know, a lot of guys get write-ups and they don't know how to appeal their write-ups. You know, a lot of guys have grievances on their own personal issues. Sometimes they're not getting good time right, or they calculated their time wrong, or, you know, something that, you know, they feel like is entitled to them that they're not getting. You know, we'll find out a way to write it up and submit it to the administration.
That's brilliant, dude. You figured out yourself as a niche. Like, you were okay, you want to talk to law, go talk to that guy. You know what I mean? Like, you want drugs, go talk to that guy. You want a phone, go talk to that. You figured out your way to be a valuable asset. So that's probably, I'm just assuming, is that probably part of the reason why you didn't get fucked with that much while you were in there?
Well, because you have another set of people that portray themselves as jailhouse lawyers, but they're more into a hustle. They're more into trying to make money. So they'll sell you false hopes and dreams, and they'll say, hey, for $350, I'll do your appeal for you, or I'll do your 2255 or habeas corpus, and then they'll just mess it up. You know, they look smart. They put on glasses, and they know a lot of case law, and they'll act like they know something, but really they don't.
Wow.
You know, I don't really charge nobody anything. I just like to help people. And it's interesting for me because it keeps my mind stimulated. You know, I always say because in the prison, they got the law library computers, which is by LexisNexis and the Pacer system. So inmates can have access to LexisNexis all day, and I can just read case law all day. So whenever somebody has a problem, just kind of shepherdize and look up and see what's going on, and then try to write up something backed by some case law and see what happens. I don't guarantee anybody what helping them will work. I just say we can at least try, you know, and
see what happens. Now, another question that, of course, we have to ask is the rape thing a real epidemic in prisons as they make it seem on TV?
It's more like people want it.
Got it.
It's guys that it's people that are, you know, want it, and it just gets into an out of control situation. The individual probably that got raped probably, you know, I'm trying to look for the wording on that.
Yeah.
He basically wanted something. You know, he wanted it in the. Maybe he got caught. Maybe they got caught and he claimed rape, or maybe he wanted it and couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cries, what rape?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. You're talking about like,
but
okay,
I mean, there's probably rape that happens. There's
gay,
probably,
they get caught. Okay. I hear you.
Okay, I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, there's probably people that are vulnerable younger people that, you know, probably get victimized.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens too, but it's more like they wanted it.
Yeah, I just want to know if what I'm jerking off to is legit or not. That's all. Oh, just it was a personal question. Sometimes you know you got to rub one out, and it's fine. But hey, John, hey man, I mean, I'm really glad you called in, dude. That was,
dude. Keep tabs with the show.
Yeah, please.
We want to know your update. We want to make sure that you're out. If we have any,
yeah, just keep tabs on me. I'll spell out my name.
Sure.
My name is Jonathan Lee Riches, R-I-C-H-E-S. You can Google me anytime. I'll kind of have my own infamy for my lawsuits and frivolous litigation.
Right.
Sometimes I do frivolous litigation too. You know, I'm up on Facebook and I'm you know, always you know, filing right to knows and Freedom of Information Acts against police departments, agencies, and whatnot, trying to find out what our taxpaying money is going, you know, when they go to these departments.
Fuck yeah, man.
You know, funding it and whatnot. So that's what I do, and that's what I plan on doing.
Oh, yeah, you know, Jonathan.
Hopefully I can handle my own adversity that's going on right now in Arizona. And
I remember, on Facebook, yeah, you were posting pictures on the Freedom of Information stuff and how to get stuff from police departments on Facebook, right? Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Gotcha. That's me, yes.
Cool. Yeah, definitely check him out. His name is Jonathan Lee Riches, R-I-C-H-E-S on Facebook. Hey, dude, seriously, man, stay in contact with the show. We'd love to talk to you
more. Yeah, here's the thing is that like we have certain people, like we have a go-to therapist, we have a go-to doctor.
Right.
We want to have a go-to former convict if we ever have like prison questions. Can you be available like all the time?
Sure, yeah, come find me, send me a message up on Facebook. Anything prison-related, I pretty much is in the know, you know? No,
obviously you do, dude.
My pleasure, guys. You guys take it easy. Have a good night, man. I'm grateful to be on. Thank you. And,
thank you, man.
You Johnny Richie Rich.
I appreciate it, dude.
Right, take care. Peace out.
See you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, cool. That was, wow. That was fucking
what an opening, huh?
Really interesting. Like, holy shit.
He just saw it and just thought, dude, Facebook, bam. There we go.
That was great, man. That was very interesting, I got to say. I mean, I was the guy.
You got to give it to Royce. He's friended a lot of people he didn't know. And
yeah.
Eventually, it paid off.
Never check. I just add everybody. I'm like, all right.
It's like having a lot of kids. Eventually, one of them is going to hit it big.
Yeah, or be convicted. I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean. Yeah.
But he was cool, man. That was awesome.
Oh, he's straight up from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely
telling his accent or not, but I saw it like the second he started talking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that was great.
I actually thought it was Royce's dad.
That's what I thought too, John.
No, I knew it wasn't.
I knew it wasn't my dad because the area code was a Philly area code. And it was, yeah, you know, I was like,
I didn't see the phone. I saw it. But yeah.
But no, that was.
Ow.
That was very interesting, man. That's some shit that I didn't even.
Area code 215?
Yeah, 215, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
That was great. Hope it was interesting for the listeners as much as it was for us, because I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I've always had questions about that kind of stuff. I mean, because, like, as far as the show goes, I'm the only person who's actually done any actual contact, but I only did it in, like, rent jail. He did prison.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he did federal pound me in the ass jail. They say in Office Space.
Yeah, that's interesting because I've actually heard that before too. He was talking about like, you know, people don't get raped that much. Like, it's not that fucking, unless you like set yourself up for it or you just are that dumb and ignorant. You don't. It doesn't happen as much as they try.
Or if you really want it.
Or unless you really want
it, according to him.
Hey, if you want it, you know, you get it. I mean,
I hope it doesn't go back in.
Me neither.
he sounds like a good-hearted dude. Like,
he does.
Really trying to just make a change.
Yeah. And you know, it's tough.
Ten years, man.
10 years is not the worst part to me. 27 months straight in solitary.
Fuck.
That is fucking tortured. I mean, that's worse than waterboarding.
I actually kind of wanted to press him more on that one and be like, dude, come on. What did you do to deserve 27 months? Actually, you know what? He probably got maybe 6 months in. But then he said he started losing his mind, started throwing feet. So they just start tacking months on.
And it makes sense. Think about it.
Confinement documentary that I saw.
It's like a circle.
They'll just start tacking on months, depending on if you look at a guard wrong.
And you start going crazy because, and then you do start doing crazy shit. Because after 6 months, man, not talking to anybody, you would lose your mind. And honestly, listen,
I didn't know about the 50.
Again, I know that. Look, there's a lot of people in prison that should be in prison. Absolutely, I'm not an idiot. I understand that. That being said, though. Dude, there's some stuff we do to human beings in prison that's kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Like solitary confinement, like you said, I've seen different documentaries too. It really is some of the cruelest torture you could do to somebody.
That should be reserved for the horrible human beings. Yeah. And I'm glad when it is, when you find out about like Sandusky.
Yeah, whatever. Kind of but people that like, you know, people that like you said, that were in there for, they had a little bit of crack, you know, and they fuck, you know, it's like, come on.
Well,
man.
He was in there for credit card fraud.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fine, whatever. I mean, you know, that's kind of a fucked up thing if you steal other people's credit cards, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, you know, okay, yeah, I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't fucking children. I wasn't.
Right.
That doesn't mean he deserves that.
10 years.
27 months in solitary.
Dude, that is.
Because once you get in prison, that's the one thing. It's like, do not fuck up. Just stay the course and serve your time. Don't get crazy or too comfortable because that's when they start adding on time and all that kind of shit. So,
yeah,
because it's a whole eggshell walk basically once you're in.
You know, it's funny because I'm not a person that gets scared by like scary movies and shit. None of that really bothers me. But like watching MSNBC's Locked Up terrifies me.
Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah, or Locked Up Abroad even worse. It terrifies because Locked Up Abroad's worse because have you seen those ones where like people are tourists and they do something stupid and then they're in a Mexican jail? And then it's like fucking
my
terrible
nightmare.
because Mexican jails like aren't like there's not cells. It's just a big building with a bunch of fucking criminals in it just walking around and like four guards.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I would not want that.
I mean, we can move on from prison talk if you want.
Dude, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. Especially with this show.
That was interesting. Just,
free form flowing. So what did you guys do this weekend?
We were back at the Wickiwatchee River.
Oh, yeah, that's
again.
Right. We hung out over at the Wickiwatchee River.
Did your boat get stuck?
No, not this time. No stuck boats this time.
Yeah, we actually
did you have a lit Christmas tree that fell overboard? Or
no, we had a fucking great time. We got bitten by horse flies, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was.
Oh my god, those hurt so
bad. Horse fly bites are the fucking worst.
I have one on the side of my foot. It itches like no one's business, and every time my shoe rubs against it, it makes it worse. It's awful.
But yeah, we had a fun time. We just hung out there, you know, just kind of chilled at the beach.
Yeah, our friends were having a party, and so they invited like the whole neighborhood out, and we got to meet some older, relaxed.
Me and his money.
we met some like, you know, chill, you know, river, Wickiwatchee River type folk. You know, most of them were retired.
Yeah.
There was one guy though. That I don't know if he just didn't have his dentures. He was drunk.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so this guy, he's hammered.
Really old.
Wearing a Miller Lite hat.
Classy. So
yes, exactly. And he walks in and we're standing inside. Yeah, we're standing inside and we're eating.
We were eating like dip and chips. And
he walks inside and he goes, chips. And I, listen, Marie, honestly, Marie, am I exaggerating?
No.
He goes, because we all looked at each other.
I think I even said, yeah, what that guy said.
Yeah, because he was fucking hammered and he didn't have teeth, which made it worse. So he walks in and he's like, chips.
We were talking about how good the sangria was.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he said Spain at one point, but that's all I heard. Out of like it was just
bad.
Nonsense, and I felt bad afterwards because I laughed directly.
You know
in
who
his
he
face.
Sounded like? Remember Joe Dirt
or Boomhauser?
Hey, you want homo naked?
Oh yeah, man, you like to see homos naked? That guy?
Nah, man, what's wrong with you?
just fucking
unintelligible.
It was hilarious, and then of course, what I was doing was trying to make him keep talking. And be like, this guy's awesome. Of course, obviously, but it was a lot of fun, man. One of our friends bought one of those Amazon Echoes. You guys have seen those, right?
I've heard of them.
Those are the speakers, and you talk to it, and it kind of does.
Oh, it's like a smart speaker.
Yeah, yeah. So I was playing with it. That thing is fucking awesome.
Yeah, my brother has one.
It's cool because you ask questions and all that stuff, but it'll find music.
You talk to it like Alexa.
Yeah.
But the problem with that in a party environment is since there's no password or remote control and just
everyone
drunk,
starts asking drunk people start asking your stupid questions in the middle of songs.
And yeah, so we could
Alexis, what's the average size of a penis? And you're like, I don't know, bro, but can I finish listening to Sublime?
We could not get through a single song. We had such ADD problems. And there was a guy that brought his kid, too. It was the kid's. Yeah. It was that family's Echo. So the kid kept wanting to show off what it could do.
Although some of the stuff is cool because you can like ask it Star Trek stuff and it'll answer back like it's a computer from Star Trek. Like if you go Earl Grey hot, it goes, sorry, the replicator is broken. But Google's coming out with one that's very similar, which is going to be better and cheaper, like always with Google. Because the only problem with this is you'll be surprised the amount of songs you can't find on it because it only pulls music from Amazon Prime. So
you get about half as many songs.
Right. So, but Google's coming out with one that actually links with everything and your Chromecast and all your shit. So I think I'm going to try that one out. But even still, the Echo was pretty fucking cool.
Somebody had that at a Starbucks, and I just shouted out for it to play death metal and started playing Gwar.
Yeah, and that's Marie's right, though. There's nothing you could do. Anyone says her Alexa, it'll just do whatever you say.
Yeah, there's no voice recognition. Yeah. Like, okay, this is my primary voice
right.
to listen to, kind of thing.
And so it just becomes an arguing match, and it was just back and forth between oldies to what the kid wanted to listen to what we wanted to listen to, and back around again. And it's like, oh my goodness, just let's pick a genre, guys. But
I was over at my brother's house, and my nephew,
the way he, you're talking about like the kid wanted to show it off. The way my nephew was doing it is he would be like, Alexa, play Turn Down for What? And they just would do that to everybody who was at the party and would just show that it, and it was always that song. It was never anything different.
Right.
Because the kid's, you know, six.
So. Yeah. So we found that that was the biggest flaw, I think, with it. At a party with drunk people.
I'm sure it's meant, obviously, for like, you know.
And there's some other stuff that's pretty cool. Like, there's like mystery, like murder mysteries and shit that you could play with it. Like, you know, those like voice ones, like, you know, you talk to it.
Choose your adventure.
Choose your adventure thing. Like, there's a Wayne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a Wayne's Murder one where you investigate Bruce Wayne's parents' murders and like there's all these clues. It's pretty neat, actually. I got to say. It's fun. But yeah, anyway, we went to the beach. We hung out there. Went in the water for a bit. I mean, I don't know. Nothing much else. We just had fun.
Yeah, it was a pretty chill weekend.
Crazy happened, but
party, boating.
Yeah, we had our end of the kickball season barbecue over our house. Mm-hmm. So we had like 40 people over here. About 40 people. Mm.
Any other fights break out?
That was just it. I was thinking earlier before we came on the show. I'm like, do I have any good stories? I'm like, oh yeah, the barbecue. I'm like, well, nothing really went down. Nothing bad happened. Like, it
right.
was fairly like
don't
just a
you
regular
love adult barbecue. Parties
right
that's all I was saying at the party because
adult
we were,
parties are pretty
we were,
fucking fantastic
we were like
yeah I gotta agree
we were the youngest one save for the one kid that was brought so everyone was older than us and I'm like this is so nice I must be really getting old now because like I'm just appreciating the fact that no one is not being able to handle their liquor and puking in a corner
seriously,
and crying.
Seriously,
there's no drama. There's
I agree.
Fighting.
Any
at all.
Any adult parties, even not this one, but even I'm sure you guys have been to adult parties where there's like even hard drugs. Even adult parties where there's hard drugs, it's still adult.
Everyone knows what to do.
Like you don't have people going woo.
They know their
people
limits.
Do their drugs like adults and go out there and go have a beer and they talk.
If someone does, their own friends will self police that.
Yes,
person.
I agree.
Like,
yes.
Hey, you're embarrassing me. Calm down. You know what I mean?
I know I sound exactly. I know we all sound like old men, but it's so there's something about having no stress.
Growing up rules.
There's no stress in an adult party. There's none.
I was just thanking everyone. Like you guys are just the best. Sure, your stories are a little boring, but this is the most chill party I've ever been
everyone
to.
Everyone brings beer.
Yes, that's
yes!
the other.
My
holy shit!
Is
thank
completely
you.
Completely packed to the gills for the next like.
You're right.
Week.
You're right.
There was so there were so many leftovers.
It's funny that
no one ran out of anything. There were leftovers
dude,
like crazy.
There was food. There was fucking everyone brought something. It was and adult parties. But when you're younger, like it's you have to provide the beer and people steal your wallet. Like
somebody gonna go run or get beer.
Hey, has anyone seen my phone?
Is John on the way? We should have him grab some beer. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hey, I thought I left my room closed. Why is my door open?
Yeah, exactly.
All the girls locked their purses in my bedroom closet,
and
guys.
You don't have to worry about people ruining your bathroom either.
We
everyone's
had 40
respectful.
Plus people over here. Yeah. You want to know what the one item that we found that was left over? Mm. Somebody's watch.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was like a shitty watch. It wasn't even like a good one.
At parties now, what people find now, it happens, it's like, hey, has anyone seen my Fitbit? I think I might have left it. It fell off of my party. Like, seriously, that's adult parties, right? It's like, have you seen my Fitbit?
Our party
rules.
Our party, two people left their cell phones and came back for it, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, it would, dude, and it's like I said, and honestly, I think when you have an adult party, your bathroom is cleaner than when you first started.
Because you know half your friends' wives are like OCD and they're cleaning for you.
Exactly.
Oh, and dude, and half of my buddy's wives were like, you know, what can we do? Can
everyone
we
helps
cook?
You clean.
Can we help
grill?
Can we
you're
help
right.
the casserole? Like, everybody was helping.
Adult parties rule. You're right. Everyone does clean. Everyone's like,
best.
Everyone's like, where does this plate go? Yeah. And it's like this is great. And dude,
had to kick my friends out because they were cleaning at the end of the night at 11 o'clock. I'm like, stop cleaning.
Dude, it's
get
awesome. You're
here.
Sitting there listening to classic rock, which is always great. Hanging out outside with you're like, this is fucking great. There's a fire pit.
I was listening to classic pop, mainly from the 90s.
Yeah, it still counts.
Which everybody enjoyed.
We did that too. We did that too. We had Alexa play some TLC for us.
Yeah.
Yep. Same here.
But I woke up
what songs did you play? I played Creep. Sorry, go ahead, babe.
Said we woke up the next morning and like the whole place was already picked up.
Yeah.
The trash was put out, you know, and we're just like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm.
And also, in adult parties, everybody knows the right time to leave.
Yeah.
I had one guy that didn't get that.
Lingerer?
Here's the thing.
Fucking lingerers, man.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I will point out one lingerer that we had at this party. But for the most, dude, 40 plus people, everybody knew when to leave except for this one guy. He was a dude who's like one of the commissioners of the kickball league. I won't say his name, but we'll just say his name.
Yeah, we don't want to besmirch his name. He's a commissioner of the kickball league.
He's the his name's Ian, which is an actual name. He stayed with like his girlfriend who we've never met. Like I've seen this guy every, you know, Thursday for the last couple of seasons we've done this dumb drinking kickball league.
And only kissed him once in a while.
Yeah, well he's
cute, right?
He's one of those cherub faced guys that has rosy cheeks all the time.
Do you call him the commish? Because that's all I would call him.
Of course.
Good. That's awesome. That's all I would call
always,
him.
Always, all the time, always.
Be like, hey, what's up, commish?
That or Gordon or Gordy.
Gordy.
So him and his chick just like, and I've never met a chick before. Uh-huh. She was like, kind of like, she was, Kelsey described her as like the, you know, the listen, nodder, and never contributor to a conversation.
Oh, God.
Always involved. And then they stayed quite a bit later than they should have.
Oh, no.
And I hope he's not listening to this, but if you are, Leon, you overstayed, you're welcome, buddy.
Ma has a good point that you, Ma has a good point. At adult parties, you play a game of pick up the vape sticks. That's true. Vape pens. I didn't think, hey, I think I left my vape pen there. You mind? I'm just, I've been trying to quit smoking.
The one young person party thing we did, which ended up being awesome.
Was meth.
No. Which ended up being Beersby. Have you guys ever played that?
No, what's that?
No.
So you take like a maybe a 2-inch PVC pipe and you drive it into the ground. You have two of them about maybe like 10, 12 yards away from each other. Mm-hmm. And you place a beer bottle on top.
Meters. Use meters. We're you know, we're a metric show.
Oh shit. Then 9 meters apart.
Thank you.
So basically just throw a frisbee back and forth, and there's beer bottles placed on top of this PVC. Mm-hmm. And if you hit the thing and it falls over and it hits the ground, you get a point. But if the other team catches it, they get 2 points. But you have to have a beer in your other hand the entire time. Simple as that. That game kept everybody entertained the entire afternoon.
We didn't have any drinking games this time, but there was that time that we played where you have to drink the beer cans and then tape them together to make swords out of them.
Oh, yeah. Wizard staffs.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, it was, like I said, man, a fucking just a great
old
fucking,
people's party.
Dude,
man.
Yacht Rock just crushing it. And just kill,
some
you know?
People were like, "Is it dog?"
Rock. Yeah, Yacht Rock was, dude. There
Yacht
was,
Rock rules.
Yacht Rock is the best.
Some people were like, "Is it dog friendly?" So we had a couple dogs running around.
Oh yeah, dude.
Outside.
There was like three awesome dogs that were just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. It all getting along and wrestling with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah, it was fucking
dude
great.
Dude, who's like,
how's dude doing?
Twice the size he was.
He's
not
better now, huh?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so much better. He's running around now. Want to go get him?
Yeah, let's
yeah,
see, dude.
Let's see, dude.
For those that don't great. Know, while Dutch goes and grabs him, dude, when he got him as a puppy, got really, really sick. Like he
from
was,
a tick bite. There was a tick on his tail.
He was in the ICU. He was almost septic, and he wasn't walking. And now he's a wow. He is grown.
He's bigger.
He's double the size. For those of you watching on Facebook, if you want to see it, click the link on top and you can see Dutch's video so you can see dude.
Look how much bigger he is.
Yeah,
I know
it's
like
boy.
That forced perspective, but remember, just look at my
he
hand sizes.
No, I get like, it. He's definitely bigger.
I could fit him in my entire two
look
hands.
Look at his little butt.
And there he is with his boner.
Oh,
and this got the boner, dude.
I do love that all of us have our own dire wolves. Mitch and Sherry have Sterling. Actually, Dutch has two of them. And we have Yuki.
Oh, so, dude is getting big and cute.
And he's starting to do this goofy, he's finally figured out how to run now, but he doesn't know how to like do it correctly. So he kind of like prances like an antelope.
Right.
It's hilarious. If I can get it on video, I'll show you guys.
And I'm excited because I get to see Royce
yeah.
and Marie this
John's
week.
Coming up this weekend for
yay,
MegaCon.
John!
He's crashing with us. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I got invited to go to the comic book convention. So...
You're going to be... Are you playing Deadpool?
Playing Deadpool.
Awesome. It's great. By the way, again, and I always have to give... We bust John's balls a lot, but John was doing Deadpool way before even Ryan Reynolds movie was a twinkle in Fox's eyes.
And you guys Sony, get to see the suit because I have a new suit now.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's awesome.
I'm hoping to get my dick wet.
No, he's no, he's going swimming. You misunderstood him.
Oh.
He's going swimming.
Yeah, swimming in puss.
No, yeah, puss is the name of the pool at the hotel.
But yeah, like this fucking, this like hot chick, she like she asked me like outright, like, hey, so what? Like, are you going to be? Yeah.
When is this? Wait, hold on.
From where? Hold and up. How did she know you were going to be there?
And how hot is this woman?
You can look her up online. Her name is Tara, but her handle is T-Rex Cosplay.
Okay. Some Mitch, can you pull those up and post them in the chat for us?
I'm looking, yeah.
I would love to see K-Rex. What's her name?
T-Rex.
I'm assuming it's
T-A-Y-R-E-X Cosplay.
Okay, let's see.
And I've been like talking to her like back and forth for a while. Like she like posts like a picture of like the.
So she's an Orlando cosplayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Wait. Dang, good job.
You know what, dude? That is perfect. You don't need dating sites. Get into the shit that you know. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she's. Oh man, she's Woo! Even hotter.
And she's pale. I like the pale ones.
Oh, wow.
That's weird. That's weird that you say that like that.
She is absolutely cute, though, John, for real.
I love pale girls.
Good job.
A bunch of other people are going up there, so it's going to be like you guys have your adult parties. I guess I have child parties.
You got your cosplay parties. That's sexy.
I would definitely not call cosplay parties child parties.
Yeah, no.
Is that her again, too?
Yeah. Oh, man, she does like a really, dude, she does a fucking bomb-ass Dr. Roxo clown.
We're looking at pictures of her as Harley Quinn and her in a pool. Yeah, she's a cutie pie.
She absolutely is.
Good for you there, seriously, sexy pants. Dude. Wait, so what is she saying?
Well, like, first you, like, it was just like, because we were always, like, talking back and forth and whatever, and then, like, it was coming close to, I guess for, like, couple weeks out before the convention, and then she just like messaged me like out of the blue. She's like, hey, are you coming to MegaCon this year? And I'm like,
now I am.
And like she's just been like blowing up like,
John,
my message.
I'm gonna say right now, you are more than welcome to use our house as a fuck pad. You can have any sex you want in it. Okay, I'm sorry, is fuck pad the right words?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Just do us a favor. If she's lame in person, kick her out.
Yeah, and also do us a favor. If you break up with her, don't talk about it on the show again because I don't need to deal with that.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your whole thing in the.
I don't want to be ostracized in the fucking town again. That would be awesome.
Community. Yeah, and then English people start trying to like tap it.
Oh yeah, that's true. Good point. Talking about Ashley who blocked Marie and I for whatever reason now,
but not me.
There we go. I guess we're not being.
No, Ashley was
about this one. No, are we?
Ashley wasn't.
Bro, he was here for.
He was in Florida for a week, and he didn't.
Go ahead, no, do it. I want you to do it.
He didn't hang out with me.
I just thought we were gonna be.
He did not. I can talk about Ashley all I want. Ashley didn't hang out with me. He didn't hang out with Mersh. Mersh was telling me, why is Ashley not hanging out with me?
I think Mersh asked.
And then Ashley was like, oh, well, I'm only here for, I don't have much time to do it. Then Mersh was getting super pissed every time Ashley would post, like, petting a cat, reading a book. Mersh would be like, really? That's better than hanging out with me. I have girls that would blow you for free, and you're playing with a cat? And Mersh was getting really pissed. So I don't know why.
Mersh get pissed about that?
Because Mersh wanted to hang out with Ashley.
Mersh hates everybody, though.
Mersh was friends with Ashley, and, you know. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, you're right, Mersh does hate everybody, but
I just find it funny. You know what? Because he wants to be the one to blow people off, not the other way around.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm just so sick of the fucking child. That's, again, another reason why going to an adult party is so much fun. You don't have any of the shitty drama.
I love adult parties.
You never have a fist fight.
He would just, like, sit off in the corner like a fucking, like, Hodor.
That's a good point, but you know what? I wish he has the same ending. But not
the door for anybody.
Yeah.
Did you just give a spoily?
I didn't say any spoilies. I just said I hope he has to say. I didn't give anything away. That was just this phrase. And by the way,
watched this last week, you dick fuck.
I'm sorry, but we've already discussed it. You only.
No, you've already discussed it.
No, that's not what
Facebook has already discussed.
What I said. Excuse me.
I avoid Facebook until I watch it. It's been 2 days.
Excuse me. We've already talked about it. You have 48 hours with a TV show before spoiler. You have 48 hours. It's been 48. We've had whole shows where we discussed what the right time is, and we all agreed 48 hours.
Though?
It's 48 hours. It's 48 hours for a TV show.
How long for a friend
and
slash co-host?
And 1 week from for 40 you?
40 hours.
For Dutch, for you?
Dickhead.
For a friend and a co-host? For a friend or co-host, 72 hours. For you, 25. So
minutes.
That's what you get.
Five.
I give you the extra hour.
It's a weird. Oh, one. Okay, there you go.
You have an hour to masturbate.
Plus 1 hour?
Okay. An hour to masturbate. No, you have an extra hour because that hour's...
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it. Now I know something fucked up happened to him.
Dicks. Well, you might want to watch it because it's fucking amazing. If you haven't seen it, you lost your mind.
No. I was planning on watching it after we get off the
good
air.
Maybe you could fucking do the Game of Thrones show again.
I hear it's just... It's...
Dude, last Mondays was awesome.
Yeah, last Mondays was great, actually.
What, the show?
Yeah, I don't know why you're not doing the show.
Or
you
guys' show about the show.
Our show about the show.
Oh.
Their show's great.
I missed
out,
but I was gone.
Maybe that's why it was awesome.
Game of Thrones has been great, and our show has been great, and everything has been great, and you have not been participating.
I thought you guys were shunning me.
We're not shunning you. We've been asking you to watch Game of Thrones so we could do the show with you like every week.
Well, I was
caught
up last week, and you didn't ask me. No.
At this point, I don't see why we
then
don't
again,
do
I was flying. I was flying back from their place. So
hey, listen, you vagina. Every Monday at 10 p.m., I don't have to ask you.
I'm joking. I was trying to get you.
And you heard I called you. You heard I called you a vagina? I'm doing retro insults again.
And in fact, if you're not doing the show, you should be proactively telling us. We shouldn't be asking.
You should be selling proactive. I think you would be a good spokesmodel for
them. I was one of the first ones to get on
proactive?
It.
Proactive?
Yeah, proactive. That's the commercials are still out there. They still show them.
That shit dried out my skin, man.
Exactly.
I think that was the point.
Dry the shit out of those fucking overactive oily pores that teenagers get.
Those are bad. I never really had bad acne when I was young. My brother did. Ryan had really bad acne when he was younger. But no, I never had that. I mean, that's the one thing I didn't get. But but that was always tough. Like, you remember when you were younger in high school, like, there would be a really cute girl, but she would have really bad acne, and you'd be like, if only the acne.
Those are the ones I usually went for.
Yeah, because when it goes away,
bam,
then you're on the ground floor.
The ones that had braces?
I'll date. Exactly. Yep. That too. Like, I'm going to date her. I'm going to get in early in the freshman year, so by junior year, when she looks hot, I saw a project early on.
I never understood why it required anything besides an over-the-counter request for girls to get birth control, because better than any facial cream, birth control. I did suffer from acne when I was a kid. The moment I got on birth control, I have not had a problem since then.
I suffered from acne where this coyote kept chasing me with products. It's completely different.
It would solve both underage pregnancy and pimples simultaneously.
Like this one time, This coyote had this thing that said, free Royce food.
We're not talking
And I was like,
thing.
Oh, great. I'm a Royce. I love Royce food. And I went to go eat it, and an anvil fell on my head.
No.
More Like Radio! Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. That's
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio! Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Okay, Titus, so Carol Doberman will be interviewing you from the studio.
Okay. Good evening, Carol. Carol! Carol, no! Okay. Got it. Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather, leather.
Oh, okay. So we're scheduled to go on in about 3 minutes, so just sit tight and I'll count you in when we're ready.
Gonna be famous. Gonna be on TV. Gonna be famous, soaring on the wings of my dreams.
I'm joined now by a friend of one of the women, gonna Titus Andromedon. Mr. Andromedon, can you hear me?
I'm gonna be rich, gonna buy a real belt, and burn off my skin tags.
We're having a little trouble with the audio.
Gonna be immortal, gotta date with eternity. Once I am famous, I'll never be alone. I'll have so many friends. My answering machine will need a longer tape.
Moron, you're on the air.
No, 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 no. Oh, Carol. Oh, no. Why? I want to start over. I want to be a baby.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Andromedon?
Don't say my name! And don't show my face! My face!
We're back. Second hour. Dutch and Royce. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Dutch, for whatever reason, walked away from the computer and didn't realize that a rejoiner's back. So here he is. Can you start fading it out? Thanks.
I have a perfect explanation for that.
Yeah, let me guess. You were DJing?
It's on shuffle. Because the party that I had this weekend, I had my speakers playing.
Yeah, we noticed your DJ was set up because you also had the crossfade of music going on,
I turned that off before I went to break, and I thought I was good, but I forgot to hit the unshuffle button.
Well, we're back. That was a short break.
Yeah, it was. I still have to pee.
Well, I'm very sorry about that.
Hey,
but
thanks for coming and listening, everybody. You're listening to Dutch and Royce here.
I brought us back already. I got it. I took care of it. I'm a professional. I got it.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
My only problem is I couldn't fade you loud because it's coming from the same computer.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't realize until you because I'm outside trying to smoke a cigarette and, real quick, between the breaks, Royce texts me. He's like, we're live. Dude, we're live. It's like, shit. And I knew the second you texted me, like, I still have a fucking shuffle.
Yeah, because Marie sends me a message. Marie screams. She goes, there's a rejoiner playing. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm sorry, you guys. That was my bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I heard the rejoiner because I was talking to Sherry over the break. Yeah. And I'm like, I hear something and I know it's from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And we just kept talking. It was like, it can't be time for the show yet.
Yeah, I know. It was a short break. I didn't get to pee either.
Should we take a longer one?
I mean, at this point.
How about this? How about we turn this over to the producers and
here we go.
Second micers. And
pussies.
We as the two hosts who have names on the show, go pee.
Instead of peeing,
okay, we're going to go. Hey, guys, you guys go. Go, Marie.
Royce, Dutch, you're going to go. You guys
still wasting time. He has to pee, and he's telling us that he has to pee. What a waste of time. I don't understand why people do that. I understood the moment he said, well, here, we're going to turn it to the producers. Okay, now I got it.
No, keep explaining it, Marie. I don't understand.
I know. And he's like, no, Dutch, please, just go on and tell us what you're going to go do in great detail while you have to tinkle. I never tinkle in between the shows. Do you guys go to the bathroom?
I went to the bathroom. That's the first thing I do.
Sherry, do you go?
I usually pee beforehand. Yeah, like my mom told me to.
Yeah, I pee beforehand.
We're not getting in the car until you go to the bathroom because I'm not stopping for you.
Well, Marie, I don't know if you can see my camera, but this is what I do during the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, I drink a full bottle of water, but I can wait 2 hours. I don't have to pee every hour.
I don't have to, but I mean, the bathroom is 10 feet away, so I go there.
He just wants to touch his penis.
I do. I want other people to touch it, but I'm only allowed to let you touch it.
Babe, did you tell them about our bet right before the show?
About what?
Our bet right before the show.
Oh, no.
Mitch owes me a blowjob.
I owe Sherry a blowjob.
Wait, why?
What was your bet?
Okay, so, you know, so right before the show, Sherry and I were out getting groceries, and like, hey, we might be late, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Shut the fuck up.
That's how he talks to Sherry that way.
I was talking to Sterling. So I texted Sherry. I'm like, I texted you guys. I'm like, hey, I might be late for the show. We're grocery shopping. So we come in the door at 5 minutes before the show, and I make a bet with Sherry. I'm like, hey, Sherry, $10 says I'm still going to be on the show on Skype before Dutch shows up. And she's like, no, because let's do a blowjob because it's worth more than $10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, I was wrong.
Stakes are high.
He goes, I lost. Well, right before he yelled he lost, he goes, so if I lose, do I give you a blowjob? I'm like, yeah, you're going to suck my dildo while I hold it there. And he's like, oh. Hmm. Then he goes downstairs, he's like, I lost.
Are you really? Hold on.
I was like, I'm getting a blowjob.
I mean, if you're going to suck the dildo, I would like to see it on camera, personally.
I think it would all be fair if all listeners saw it as well.
I don't think that would be fair to Sherry.
Sherry would be fine. It wouldn't be fair to Mitch. Sherry wouldn't give a shit. Sherry would be happy. Mitch would be the one with a cock in his mouth.
Somebody buy me a strap-on. It'll be more fun.
You can borrow ours.
It would be more... Okay.
Well, sorry for assuming that this blowjob situation was going to be with clothes on.
Yeah, exactly. We were just saying do it with clothes on really quick. Like, put a fucking... You don't have a fucking sex toy, Sherry? What do you masturbate with, your fist?
No, I do. I just...
They just blow that.
It's about this big.
Oh. Do you have duct tape?
It's called a B. And
well,
it doesn't need...
strap
it
on.
It doesn't need to be big. It just needs to
vibrate.
What
if you hold the beer bottle and he just sucks that? Like, you know, that would be fine. But he has a deep throat, and I want to hit the back of his throat.
Okay, you know what?
What's the thing if you cross your fingers?
All right, here we go.
Mitch, you put your thumb, and then you put your four fingers over it.
Like this.
Yeah, like so, that. Yeah, you
like
got
that.
It.
Okay.
That helps you not gag.
Here we go.
Okay, it's on video now.
No, Mitch, move the mic out of the way.
For those on Facebook, click the link right above. You'll see the picture of what's going on video.
Move the mic out of the way. There you go.
Okay, so I'm down on my knees.
Mitch is on his knees.
All right. So,
let me just put it.
Oh, he went down on it. Make sure you squirt in his mouth.
How's that feel, Mitch?
He keeps going deeper.
How's that feel?
The funniest head noises.
I hope he chips a tooth.
Jumping in.
I hope he chips a tooth and then he has to explain to the dentist how it happened.
So how did this happen? Well, I was blowing a beer bottle.
Blowing your girlfriend.
Who was blowing my girlfriend.
Who was holding a beer
fiance.
Bottle.
And then my dog jumped
first
in.
First off,
excited.
If anyone's watched The Room, it's not fiance. It's my future wife.
Alas.
That's good, guys. You fucking Borat spot on.
Right? Synchronized and everything.
It's great.
Top notch.
Seriously.
Have you been practicing?
For realsies,
yes,
I believe,
I
is the
oh,
correct
wait,
way to
wait.
Say it.
So, real quick, what an update. Go, you two.
You're invited.
Excuse me. Royce Lopez presents Jesus. Mitch and Sherry's Wedding Extravaganza featuring
Joel Dutch DJ. Van-
okay, exactly. Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. So, go ahead.
I mean, no updates. Really.
At the wedding... I think I can make some guarantees. I don't know if this is pending or if it's whatever, but I'm guaranteeing at the wedding that there's going to be no toilets full of shit.
Joel.
What?
Oh yeah, did Dutch. Okay, explain this. Did you put in? Okay, I'm not. You guys tell him. I'm not even
tell,
involved.
Tell the story.
Go ahead. Well, what did I? What did
okay,
I do?
So.
I mean, maybe you didn't do anything. Maybe it wasn't you.
Who was it then? Who was
okay,
it then?
So
the dog?
I gave Sherry a little science lesson this weekend while I was away, and
I took Sterling to the dog park, which I shouldn't have done because he's getting over that giardia, which we gave him a fecal float today. He's clear, doesn't have giardia. So I took him to the dog park, and knowing that the ponds and stuff haven't dried out yet, I shouldn't have done that, so we didn't drink it and get it again, but I did anyways because he needed to run and I had to go to my second job. So he gets into black mud and he stinks. He smells so bad. So I take him upstairs so that we have it really, it's gross, it's dirty. It's Sterling's bathtub upstairs, covered in sand. Bathed him, and I'm like, it smells like pee in here. Like, it smells so bad. I lifted the toilet seat and it was full to the rim, like almost to the rim. And I'm like, Mitch, did you tell Joel not to use the bathroom up here? Because the toilet shut off, the water shut off to it. So I'm like, did you tell Joel not to do this? Because
oh, you know what? I definitely peed in that toilet. No, I didn't poop in it. I peed in it when we came home drunk one night.
I didn't know if you pooped or not. It was just
No. I just
I thought you pooped in it.
No. I peed in it when we were that night you and I were hammered. And I stood up in the upstairs room. I didn't know the toilet was off.
Oh, I thought I told you. But
I mean, you both were drunk.
We were both really
drunk. But, oh, no, I definitely peed in that toilet. Did I? Oh, no, it backflowed, didn't it?
No, it's, yeah, the water's not connected to it because when the tank, when the water flows into it, it leaks down the walls or whatever. So Sherry's like, blah, blah, blah. How do I fix the toilet? I don't want to call out a plumber stupid, blah, blah, blah.
For new,
you just dump a bunch of thing in the.
For new listeners, you have to understand. Every time Dutch comes to visit one of us, he breaks something.
Damn it! I did
he
it again.
Something.
Last time he was in Florida, he broke his own head. Like,
yeah, my face.
It's consistent. It's always consistent.
Yeah. Dutch, and the time before that, what did I break in New Jersey besides my
heart?
Yeah, and your heart.
The law?
The law?
The law.
There you go. I broke the law there. And then before that, at least the first time I hung out with you guys in Florida, I broke Marie's kitchen.
Yes, she did. Flooded it.
Flooded it, yeah. Trying to help do the dishes.
Yeah.
Over eagerly.
Fuck up. I fuck up a lot of things. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay.
No, I honestly got up in the middle of the night, full with beer from all that we drank when we were out.
You drank a lot.
Remember, if you're ever unsure, pee in the tub.
It's not normally a thing people do is turn off their toilet.
No.
And then I flushed it, but now I'm remembering, I don't remember it actually flushing correctly.
Right?
Oh,
no,
man,
it's fine.
Was it bad?
It's fine. I was like, Mitch, what do I do?
And he's like, take a 5-gallon bucket, fill it with hot water, and slowly pour it in.
I didn't say hot water. Oh. I just said water.
Yeah, it'll drain.
So I did it, and my response was, "Whoa, physics!"
Do you see the little U-shape thing in the toilet? It makes this like back pressure thing where when you add enough water, the pressure goes down and it makes a vacuum.
The pee trap,
and then it sucks all the water out. And then it equalizes and it fills back up the bowl.
They were doing this in our group chat. I had no idea that that's how you fix a toilet. And I was just like, wow, I'm glad I learned something so that for future use, like, I know to put water in the toilet.
Next time Joel comes to your house.
I feel so bad.
No. Don't feel bad. It's funny.
Dude, you don't think that's in my mind every time I visit someone now, like, that I ruin everything? I don't want to be that
guy.
You don't think
it's in our mind? Every time you visit us,
I have a tendency to just do things. I'm a very clumsy.
Every time Dutch comes to visit, we have to baby proof the house.
To be honest, when you first asked me, did you poop in the toilet? I had to say, did I shit? I'm like, no, I don't. I'd never shot at their place because I shot at the greenhouse.
I love that the first time, by the way,
had to think about it for a second. I'm like, what did I fuck up?
I love that the first hour we were talking about prison reform, and now the second hour we're talking about pee pee and caca. Only on Dutch and Royce.
We hit all the hard topics.
Yep.
Nothing I ruined, though, right?
No, it's fine. Okay,
just your reputation. Fine. Just your reputation.
I was just like, I was frustrated because I left work early to go to my, so I could spend time with Sterling before going to my second job, which I'm only at one day a week now as of today. But I was like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for shit. I don't have time for shit.
Yeah, I definitely did not shit in that toilet. I will tell you right now, I did not shit in that toilet.
No, you didn't, because it went down a lot easier then. But it was clouded.
I didn't shit and in your actual toilet.
It just looks like shit because Dutch has a kidney infection.
Hey. Oh, okay, good. So wait, hold on. Time out. When did you figure this out?
This weekend.
So my pee
later. It was Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, Jesus.
About a week. We don't go up there though.
Yeah.
That's
like
fair.
You saw the condition. We don't go up there because it's on like construction. The top part of Mitch.
By the way, I will say, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but they have a beautiful house and they have three stories, big ass backyard and like 2.5 sheds and like a 4-car garage. They have a really nice house.
Thanks.
I didn't realize you guys were rolling that deep. But
yeah, how much? What did you fucking pay? How much you pay for that thing?
Not a ton.
Yeah.
What? You paid less than? Okay, whatever.
20 minutes from like downtown Minneapolis. You got a steal, dude.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's a fucking nice house in a fairly decent, like close to downtown
neighborhood. I mean, that's relative because we're like a stone's throw away from a couple trailer parks,
so are we. Coverage. That's the beauty. There's a couple trailer parks, but like they have whoever the was that built this house. We're like, we're gonna have fucking sycamores and vines cover.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
That's outside of this.
We have lilacs around our house.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a picture of the outside of your house. Outside, I've seen the backyard, but yeah. I've never seen the full.
Yeah, they have a wraparound backyard.
Wow.
Yeah, our lot is really weird. It's like a triangle, and the backyard is the tip of the triangle.
So
it's a corner lot. It's weird.
But yeah, so their whole third story, the third floor of their house is like under reno. Like they're knocking out for good reason because whoever owned the house before.
Oof. The carpet's still from the 70s. I'm pretty sure.
It's awful.
Dutch, I'm sorry. Did Eminem from 8 Mile just walk in behind you?
You know what's funny is I looked on his screen and I saw Kelsey walk behind him and I turned around to look to see who was behind me.
Yeah. Because now I'm worried that there's a hood thugs coming in here.
No, she has the shits. So that's really? What you do when you have the shit, you wear hoodies.
Was it?
Hi, guys. I actually just put my hoodie on and was taking it.
Why do you have the shits?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's been 2 days. I finally took Imodium today.
So it's liquid shits? Is it hot liquid shits?
Oh, it's been like 14 blow up the toilet every time. I had to use Joel's butt cream and took Imodium.
It's the worst. Burning butt. I mean, it's out of every burning butt, maybe like the worst. Fire. Yeah, it's the fucking, because there's no way to really soothe it.
There's not. Joel hates emojis, and today I text him an emoji of poop and a fire.
That's funny.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Yes, and then you told me to put your Dince Dynasty, whatever cream on.
Oh, Desitin.
Yeah, that one.
That's the cream I use
anyways,
when I go out to
hi,
like,
everybody.
Yeah, hi, Kels.
It's okay. Well, we were just talking about Joel's bodily functions right before you got on, too.
I peed in their toilet that wasn't working. I forgot, or I just didn't know it wasn't working.
No, I heard you were face drunk. I did. I had to get off the couch and come in and listen because I just heard him yelling, "Oh my God, that's right! That one night I was so drunk. I don't think I pooped, but oh no, I shit at the hotel." And then I remembered. Oh my God!
By the way, can I say her Joel impression is spot on?
Is there two?
Her Joel impression is like, I'm like, why is Joel's talking? I don't get it.
Right? I'm really good at
this.
It.
Is really hurtful. All of it.
Poor Joel.
Like, I know what night that was. I didn't hear from him. You were drunk.
Oh, yeah. Him and I were hammered.
We were fucking hammered.
You're fucking MC hammered?
Oh, way with drunk. The pants.
So, Mitch, I asked Joel, I go, wow, you really like Mitch's beer, huh? And he's like, yeah, it's delicious. And I was like, all 14 of them? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, he put a picture of them in the Fargo.
Exaggerated picture.
No, he put it in the Fargo, and I go,
you drank half of that, motherfucker.
Like, no, there was more like, than
I don't want anybody to get it twisted. Mitch can drink just as much as I can.
There was more after he left, after that photo.
Yeah, that was only like halfway through the
trip. Mitch, you drink just as much as I do. So don't you kept step in step with me. Don't even act like you didn't have just as much as I
do. I will say I don't like
persona that just because I got arrested for it at one point that I'm the only alcoholic on the show.
Twice. I wouldn't say step in step. You were probably a couple ahead of me, but I wasn't probably far behind.
I was running like a 4.4. You were in like a 4.5.
I will. Well, on Sunday, I was not drinking as much as you did. I had like one beer.
I don't remember Sunday.
I probably. I probably could hold my own in wine as you could in beer. Well, no. Wait. You guys have more than 8 beers?
We had.
Wait, that's just Joel's first 2 hours of Sunday.
Yeah, we had more than 8.
Okay.
I don't really like this right now.
I love you, Joel.
Yeah,
I was there too.
Some beer and I'm yeah.
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 I usually stop at 2 bottles of wine, which is about 8 glasses.
And yeah, that's when you're hit.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
But
no, 2's all right.
Into the mic or not?
Oh, 2's all right.
Yeah, 2's a party night. Like on a normal night, it's like a glass is fine, but not really, and then it turns into 3 or you know. Whatevs.
Oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention this. I've started making cider, and I just opened up my first cider I've ever made. It's very delicious.
Can you send me one? I love cider. Send me a cider.
I'll send you one.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's the legalities of actually shipping?
You can do it through UPS, actually.
Yeah, you can ship through UPS.
Legally? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you just have to declare I have alcohol, and you can send it. I didn't know that because I've been sending it to Kevin, like, lying about it before. I'm like, oh, no, this is... this is video equipment.
That's clanking.
Yes.
Clearly, but beer bottles.
But then I read up on it. You can actually send like beer through UPS and FedEx. You just can't send it USPS.
Because the lousy government is all about
another reason. No. But let's keep the USPS open. Another reason. Something else they don't do, but they want it. They want. Fuck them. By the way, fuck them. So sick of them bitching all the time.
Thinking that they're better than me.
Bitches
using random ass cars now to hashtag, deliver the mail.
Hashtag bring back the Pony Express.
Ooh, I love horses.
Mm-hmm.
I would pet that horse.
We have a fucking crocodile problem now in Florida. We used to just have alligators, and I was reading.
That's not a knife.
I actually this is heard a knife. About this.
Yeah.
Yep. Nile
so
crocodiles.
Apparently, somebody was keeping it as a pet, and it of course
that's a good pet.
Florida's had crocodiles before, but not Nile crocodiles. Now, if you guys want to know
from Egypt,
if you guys want to know the difference between a crocodile and an alligator, one you see in a wild and one you see later. Okay, that's how you tell the difference.
Got it.
So now there's Nile crocodiles that are.
I'm an idiot that I didn't get that right away. I really was like
now. Oh, now, tell God. Me if I'm wrong, but is anyone else worried about some sort of super croc alligator hybrid that's going
to
happen?
I was just about to ask, can they breed?
Can someone look that up? Can someone, Mitch, can you look that up
I'll
for me?
Up.
I'm
okay.
really
is
curious.
Is it like a horse donkey thing?
Or like a tiger and lion could breed?
Right.
I know that.
But they can't, but those offspring can't have offspring. Like,
right.
No, they cannot.
And alligators.
Crocodiles cannot? And alligators cannot, but I think that your. Native Florida crocodiles can mate with Nile crocodiles. I don't know if it would make them bigger and super. It might make them actually smaller than the Nile crocodiles.
I don't want to see crocogators because that
sounds like a sci-fi
reason,
movie.
I know alligators are alligators faster than crocodiles, but crocodiles are bigger than gators.
I believe so.
I have no idea. I think
crocodiles are much larger.
Because if you have so if you have a crocogator, that's not good. I mean, we all know I can outrun them, so...
Zigzag?
Yeah. No, just straight 40-yard dash.
There's no way you could outrun an alligator. I will blow you if you could outrun.
Dude, this is a known fact. We've talked about this years ago.
If you go in a straight line...
Holy
I've beaten, like, at least 8 of them.
First off, they're not native to Colorado, so where are you racing them?
In the Crocodile 40 Derby.
So
I am 90% sure that's fake. No, I don't say 100%.
I have a gold medal. Honey, get my crocodile 40, what did I say?
He doesn't even remember the name of the fake thing he made up.
My medals out of my box.
Oh, God, now she's going. If she comes back with a medal. Oh, she came back. No.
I have to do it.
So
I wish she would have brought a participation award for a pie-eating contest back.
A champion, because that's what I am, bitch.
Yeah? I don't know if you guys watch the TV show Swamp People.
No.
But they are alligator hunters, right? So usually when they say we got a really big alligator, they're talking about a 10-foot alligator or 12-foot alligator, whatever. They weigh like 1,000 pounds or something like that, 800 pounds. Nile crocodiles.
Hold on, hold on. Those are the guys that are located in like the dude that are in Florida?
Louisiana and... Well, the swamp people are in like Louisiana.
Okay, I got you.
But I mean, I would imagine it's the same in Florida. Mm-hmm. But Nile crocodiles get up to 20 feet long and can weigh 1,650 pounds.
So they're double the size.
Jesus Christ.
That's almost insane.
Yeah, almost double the size.
Well, so, almost double the weight, but definitely double the size.
Yeah, double the size.
So gators are the poodles to the crocodile pit bulls.
See, I like to think of the difference between a gator and a croc similar to a bee and a fucking wasp or yellow jacket.
Yes.
Right.
Like, the bee's like, okay, yeah, it could hurt you, but if you fucking leave it alone, it's going to leave you alone. Yeah, they usually leave you alone. It's just doing its business. Yeah. Crocodiles are dicks, and they're mean, and they're bullies, just good like point. Fucking wasps.
Because
the
article does say the article says that not Florida crocodiles are not, but Nile crocodiles apparently they will eat humans just like any other animal. Alligators tend not to even fuck with humans, but apparently Nile crocodiles they all the time attack and eat people. So the issue is
well,
now
because it's fucking 20 feet long.
Florida is turning into America's Australia. I've been saying it, and that's what's happening.
You're not wrong,
dude. The snakes now that we have here, the fucking because that's the thing. Everybody comes here to die, so they bring their exotic shit pets.
Hold on.
What happened?
Hold on. Pause.
What happened?
I just want to show you what this dumb piece of shit just did.
Is he humping?
Did he rip his pillow apart?
Park.
There's his bed.
That's his hump pillow.
That's his hump pillow all
Why
over
would
the floor.
He do that to his hump
the other
pillow?
One's in my trunk because he ripped it open over the weekend.
He is just like.
Oh, no, he's getting to a rip phase. That's not good.
He is just like my old poodle. My old poodle would do the same thing. He would hump his bed and then tear it.
He hasn't done that. Like, he hasn't ever
Such
done
an
this,
aggressive,
though.
Aggressive, rapey thing to do.
He's never torn it apart before. This is the first time.
It's just a new thing.
Is he in heat?
Oh, you guys got to put a stop to that one. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know how because I could never figure that one out. It was like my dog was just going fuzz, 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 and he was obsessed.
I guess the best way to stop it is cut it open slightly and all the cotton, soak it in Tabasco. It'll smell like Tabasco and you can't use it, but then he won't want to eat it.
Yeah, but then the next pillow doesn't smell like Tabasco. Are you suggesting they should just throw Tabasco over all their furniture?
Their entire home.
Okay.
Just to, what is that trophy you have behind you, Mitch? That what is that?
Sherry post put it here for something. What is this?
Holy
Sherry got
shit.
A
crocodile. It's my crocodile trophy.
Sherry got a
trophy. Crocodile trophy.
She outran a crocodile.
Says it's a crocodile trophy, but that's not what it says on here.
It's a crocodile trophy.
It's
stop saying the same
says.
Thing. Hey, real quick. Dude, okay, so just hit the link that Miami MILF posted in the chat room. Thank you for posting that. It's Ninja Alligator Climbs a Fence. Fast forward to like 38 seconds.
Okay, give me a second. 38 seconds, you said?
Yeah, about 38. Holy shit. So crocodiles are agile.
This is an alligator.
30 seconds, you said?
Or I said, man, sorry, alligators. Yeah, 38 seconds.
I don't know how to throw a crocodile.
It's not crocodile. It's an alligator, you idiot.
I don't think you're getting over that fence, pal. He's trying to get into this pond over here. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, they can also climb fences. This.
Oh,
we need to kill
every
alligator
it's climbing
and a
crocodile
fence.
Ever.
You don't. Alligators are really not that, honestly, are not that bad. It's so cute.
But if that breeds with what Mitch was talking about.
Listen, nobody wants a mega croc.
They're going
no
climb
one
over. Castle walls and
nobody wants
but they can't.
A mega like, crocagator situation. I understand.
I'm not comfortable with this, guys. I'm just saying we should sign a petition.
Listen,
but they can't breed
prejudice.
Together. It's like trying to breed a house cat with a lion.
It's hot.
No, physically do it.
Do you know
I think you're
sure?
being racist.
I know for sure that alligators cannot breed with crocodiles.
Well, I think Sherry's right. You're being racist.
Why are you trying to shun true love? Hey.
No, you are. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm going with your point.
Yeah. No. You said that they shouldn't breed.
You're saying that gators and crocs can't breed together. Who says we can't?
Just like two men shouldn't breed.
Open free love here.
Okay, Joel, you are on my side. Thank you.
I'm worried.
You're on my side, bro.
I'm worried that they're not going to fall in love, but rather the crocodile is going to eat the alligator, because I actually like the alligators. There's one that lives in the lake outside our office, and he's like the fan favorite. We're always
by the way, we're
looking for him.
Mitch, to answer your question for reproduction, I have only one thing to say to you.
Life finds a way.
Okay, so you forgot that.
I like that you get the counterpoint in there. Okay,
yeah. Have I always thought that quote? It's life finds a way, not nature. Finds
I thought
a
it
way.
Was nature. Yeah,
but I
yeah.
always thought it was too. I've been misquoting that stupid movie all this time.
Marie, give me your hand. I want to show you chaos theory. And give me water. I'm going to make a mess.
Yeah, you guys have been quoting it wrong. It's life finds a way.
Yeah, whatever.
Dumb trophy Sherry made a sign that says crocodile trophy, which
I don't know how to spell crocodile.
She spelled it wrong.
Eat a dick.
Okay, hold on.
C-R-O-C-I-D-I-L-E.
I don't know how to spell crocodile.
Croc-ich-dial.
Why would Video Buddy give you that trophy?
I don't know. Why would Video Buddy get...
Video Buddy really likes me. It's because I'm a crocodile slayer.
You've never shot a crocodile.
Don't tell me what I have and have not done.
Have you ever shot Have you ever shot a crocodile?
No. One day when crocogators, is that what they're called?
That's not a thing.
Mega crocogators.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a thing.
We need to be
informed on this stuff, you guys.
Crocogators sounds way scarier. Hold on, Marie. Crocogators sounds way scarier than what was it?
Alladiles.
Alladiles sounds like a fucking rap album.
Oh, Alladiles are fags. No, we're not dealing with that. Crocogators.
By the way, can you crossbreed
a tuna with a shark? No, because they're different species.
Can I tell you something?
You don't know their life.
Here's what happened. I have a theory why they how the crocodile got released there. So a rapper had a lot of money, so he had a pet alligator, and he thought alligators were boys and crocodiles were girls. So he just wanted his alligator to have a girlfriend. And that's my theory.
That sounds like something that would do.
Yeah.
Well, I would think the crocodile was the boy and the alligator was the girl.
Well,
the
Marie, I am not making logic out of what this fake rapper did. I'm not doing it.
You guys see that gif that Maul posted in the chat room?
Yeah, wins.
We need to import leopards into Florida.
We got to get leopards involved in this crocodile problem that's going on right now.
Crocodile. Crocodile.
I'm worried. And no, I think we should probably... Is that a leopard or a cheetah?
That's a leopard. And Florida does have...
I think we should breed cheetahs and leopards and have them be the super group that takes down the other...
First off, the best super group is Asia, and you know it.
We don't need to. Florida has panthers already.
That's right. The hockey team. They go out there and kill alligators.
Take them down like these motherfuckers.
No, I'm sure a leopard might be bigger than a panther. But also, this is only a very short gif, and the leopard brought the crocodile into the water. That was a dumb move.
Why would you bring him to his own environment?
Dude, he's probably his friend.
Are you think they're working in tandem?
Like a mama dog, like pick up his by his scruff and bring it to somewhere?
Yeah, he's teaching it how to swim. Let's swim the water.
Okay, you know what?
Swimming.
Panthers, leopards, and cheetahs are actually friends of the crocodile.
I don't like this either. They're working. Them.
What fights those animals?
They're working in tandem, Dutch. They figured out how to kill. They can destroy us.
Just put up. They're wrestling. They're buddies.
No, that cat's trying to.
You
eat
know what
the
this
alligator.
Means?
No, just wrestling like my two dogs do.
Now the leopards could get those alligators in the trees, and before you know it, you have tree gators.
I don't want tree gators.
I don't want them,
dude. I'm not cool with this.
But I will say this. Yes, you're right.
I hate it when two species like team up together, kind of like ants and aphids.
Right. Yes. And Asians and Jews. It doesn't work out.
Wait, what?
Rorschach says in the chat room, alligator meat tastes good. It does. We've had alligator before, and it's actually pretty tasty.
I would love to eat it, but I'm not going to hunt an alligator if I know a leopard's going to kill me behind it because he's his best buddy.
Ah, you're right. You don't want that. Look, look at that. Look, that leopard in the chat room is playing piggyback with him.
Playing piggyback and kissing him.
Oh,
like a good
they love each
does.
Other.
Coming from behind like a
He's
dog.
He's coming behind.
You know what? You know what? That picture looks like 15 minutes into Savannah and Chill, and she gives you that look.
Yeah, the gator can't ever, or the crocodile can't give an oh no face. It's always smiling.
You're right. Crocodile cannot show emotion.
Stop being best friends and start becoming lovers. If we start having crocopanthers, I'm not cool with this.
Oh, God, no! Not crocopanthers!
I'm not cool with this.
No! I didn't think of that as a possibility.
I'm now seeing how lovingly he's kissing that crocodile.
Wait a minute. Would a crocopanther live in the water or not?
Don't say the name three times. It'll appear.
They live in trees, water. They live wherever the fuck they want, Marie.
But cats hate water and crocodiles love them.
But that's the thing.
All the great attributes.
Yep. They breed out all the bad stuff.
It's X-Men without the men. It's X-Animals.
X-Animals. Hey,
sci-fi,
perfect.
If you're listening, we own the rights to this.
That's right. Crocopanther is us, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Tosh, if you want to do a riff on this, go ahead.
Yeah. Fucking crocopanthers. God damn it.
Dude, I'm not cool with any of this. So what kills... So obviously we know panthers don't kill crocodiles because they love them.
No, look. They're hugging.
Panthers and crocodiles.
Yeah.
Bears. We got to release a bunch of grizzly bears.
By the way, funny you say that. The next article, after I sent Mitch that today in the chat, the next article he sent me is, Mitch, you want to go ahead and tell me the next prom that Florida has?
What did I...
Grizzly. Now Florida has a bear...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Florida, after that one, Florida now has a bear warning,
We also
too.
Have
Orlando.
A bear problem.
There you go.
Well, pick
Bam.
Me. I'll take care
bear.
Of that.
That's the solution to everything, is bears.
Western Echo says mulatto mongrel alligators. yeah.
But our bears aren't going to outdo a cat. A cat is the most successful hunter out of all the animals in the animal kingdom.
I feel
kingdom.
Like a crocopanther might have the reptilian brain, might just take over the more of the feline brain. You know what I mean?
Look how happy this bear is.
Look at that bear, though.
Because he's going to go kill some crocopanthers.
He's just running around the neighborhood, prancing around like, hey, guys.
I have never seen such a skinny bear. He really must be a gay bear.
See? Maul just posted it again. They love each other. Look at this. That's, it's like, I'm going to kiss you. No, I'm bashful. And he walks away.
The Florida bear does not have to be that big. It's not like it does.
It's like your deer. Everything is miniature in Florida.
Well, because they don't have to survive the winter.
It's small.
They don't have to survive the winter. It's really hot. So they sweat off all the excess weight that they eat.
But you're right. You are right saying that everything is miniature. Like we do have everything's like the key deer are smaller than regular deer. The alligators are smaller than crocodiles.
Like, do you even notice if you hit a key deer? Like,
yeah.
Were you like, oh, I just hit a fly.
Yeah, here's what happens when you hit a key deer. They fine you like $10,000 because they're endangered.
Well, it's not your fault they run in front of you.
Yeah, that's why
this... Thank God I'm not in Florida. I'd be $50,000 in debt with the government.
That would be great. Sure, he's just racking up a bill.
You've hit five deer.
That's basically a college education.
I've hit five deer, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fucking
it's a problem up there for you guys, isn't it?
For me.
And by the way, that's the other for thing sure. with Florida. Like, yeah. Alligators used to be endangered. Now they're everywhere. Fucking. And by the way, manatees no longer endangered. They're off the endangered species list.
So does that mean you can run them over with
yeah,
your
Yeah, I'm going to go fucking manatee punching now. That's for fucking goddamn
Dude,
sure.
Could you... Manatee punching could be the funniest sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Could you film yourself just going up to one of those dumb floating vessels and punching it?
I will punch a manatee, no problem. I just
Boats
gotta,
don't yeah. kill manatees. I kill manatees. with boats. I did that wrong.
Good one. You nailed it.
I see what you're going for, but it's not a song that everybody knows. So.
I don't care I what everybody it. Else knows.
Oh, okay.
And also, you should have said with fists instead of with boats.
By the way, you know, I just thought of a great gay club for Florida, and by the way, the beach is Men in Tees. And the picture would be like a manatee wearing
a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, yeah, no, we saw actually a couple manatees this weekend when we were and I really wanted to punch them. But they were just hanging out there, and people were like, oh, look at the manatees.
Because we're in a boat with a motor, so they yell at you while they're in their stupid kayaks doing their organized river trip.
Yeah.
Are you guys get yelled at?
Well, not like we're in trouble, but they're like, watch out, there's a manatee ahead.
Like, and then what I want to do is aim at it.
Joe's dad's like, where is it? Just turns into it.
No, Joe, he's probably playing the, what were we playing? But what was that music?
Trans-Siberian
Orchestra. Trans-Siberian
Orchestra.
That's great. That is great manatee murder.
I want to hunt me some sea cow.
That is some manatee murdering music, by the way. Whoa, there's a picture of an alligator and a manatee together. They're working in tandem.
Dude,
again,
I'm you,
ooh, underwater detectives.
They are the literal cows for them. They're milking them. What's happening.
They're the underwater detectives. They're the NCIS of the sea.
Oh no!
And we know how much cats love.
Oh my God! The TV show writes itself. NCIS. You spell it SEA. Boom. And that'll be Captain Lieutenant Jethro Manatee.
Wow.
We need a name for the alligator. Probably Al. Albert.
Yep. Just like the University of Florida did.
There you go. Perfect.
Good job, babe.
No, that'll be him. He's retired now, and now he's a private eye.
He got his degree at the University of Florida.
He did. Now he's a private eye.
I like it.
NCIS would be great. I would watch it. No problem. Somebody call. Who invented that show? I forget. It's the same.
Dick Wolf?
Belisari.
Doesn't Dick Wolf write
him? Johnny NCIS.
No, Dick Wolf does all the fucking Law and Order rape units.
You were right about
Dick
that
Wolf
one.
Is the only reason Richard Belzer still has a career.
Donald Belisario?
There you go. That guy. Who basically just makes shows for old people.
Why are we talking about this when we have a leopard, alligator, crocodile, manatee problem in Florida?
That's the problem. Big Manatee did that, Dutch. You see that? They try to switch the conversation
big
over.
Oh, manatee. Big manatee.
Does anyone
big
else manatee. Want to put monocles on manatees all the time?
Yeah, I kind of that's
every
all I want to do.
Every time I see them, I think that.
And also, I want to get permanent markers and draw eyebrows on them so that they always look surprised.
They need them.
They look like cancer patients. They need them.
Manatees do kind of need tattooed on eyebrows.
Yep.
I do that. You're right. Manatee skin seems really easy to tattoo. Like, I would love to tat up a manatee. They already have the boat scars, so they already look like prison people. Just tat them up.
Yeah. They're like cabooses on trains. You have to tag them.
Yep.
Is manatee meat good?
They've been endangered.
We were talking about that on the boat. We're like, they're not endangered anymore, so I wonder if we could eat them.
No, I don't think so. I think that would cause more endangerment.
I figure they're so fatty and they don't move around that much that their meat would be somewhat tender.
Delicious?
Like cow meat.
Yeah, or seal meat or whale meat.
They are called the cow of the sea.
That's right.
So,
there's so many images of manatees with monocles.
Wow, I guess it's something that people...
I was going to say, they weren't the first ones to think of this, apparently.
Wow, look at that one. That's
a
good picture.
I know it wasn't a unique thought. I've seen it before. It's something that my brain corrects seeing an unmonocled manatee into it having a monocle and a top head, because it's adorable. You know, the one thing that is a problem in the world, and I've only learned about it recently, is fucking bees are dying.
Yeah.
And like people are freaking out about that because without bees, you just don't have an ecosystem anymore because nothing's pollinating anything and creating food. So why don't we stop worrying about fucking manatees and start worrying about bees again?
Or we make manatees. We figure out a way for manatees to make honey.
Mitch, you should worry about bees more.
You know what?
We need to worry about bees because without bees, there's no honey. And without honey, there's no mead. How do we make mead?
Bees everywhere! They're ripping my flesh off!
I am sick of Mitch's lackadaisical views on bees. Sick of it.
Hashtag fuck bees because they sting you.
They don't want to, though. They know they're going to die. They have to take their stings carefully.
Yeah, it's a necessary risk if they do it.
Yeah, much like going to an actual sting concert, you have to be careful because it might be a loot one.
Yes.
And no one wants that.
Remember that shit?
That was fucking bad. And for a while there, that's all he did.
I remember we talked about it years ago.
God,
what was
your
image?
Oh, I group wasps and bees in the same category. So I know that bees
shoots them with guns.
I know that bees don't typically sting you and wasps do, but they can both go fuck themselves.
So he shoots them with guns.
What the fuck? Why would you do that?
Because they sting you, and I don't want to get stung.
Well,
I don't like it.
Sting you unless it's like they. Okay, so wasps do it because they're dicks, but bees do it because they, you know, just are trying
they're
to defend
scared.
Their lives.
All I remember is when I was like 5 years old, I wanted to go swing on our swing set at my parents' house, And I went over there, and there were bees in there, and they stung me. And then I was mad at bees for the rest
of my life. And then he got stung, and then the little girl was like, "You can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. You can't see without his glasses."
I got stung one time on my thumb, and my mom put mud in the water with it.
Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
My God, we used to use that for like when you couldn't read correct. The most horrifying, sad.
That was a kid's movie.
Funny bit.
That was a kid's movie.
Couldn't read correctly.
My Girl was for children, Dutch. Remember that?
Yes.
That movie was for children.
I'm actually going to bump that up in my buttons here.
There was a Ghostbuster in it. Dan Aykroyd was the dad.
Yep. Wait, so what happened? So you got stung how many times?
Just once. That's all it took.
And you were stung by bees once, but yeah, he can get tattoos, no problem.
I've been stung by bees later. Well, wasps, more specifically.
Wasps or dicks? Bees,
they will hit you like 18 times in a row.
Bees felt threatened. I actually got stung by a bee once, and to make Mitch sound like a little bitch,
the first time actually might have been a wasp, now that I think about it.
Oh, okay, that'd be better.
Still. So now he still hates bees, though.
Hate bees.
Yeah,
you know what it is? Dragonflies for the same reason, but go ahead.
You know what it is like Mitch was assaulted by a Puerto Rican guy, but he doesn't trust any Hispanics now.
Right.
I remember distinctly the first and only time I've ever gotten stung. It was cross-country season, 7th grade. I finished out the course and then noticed that my finger was swollen. I go, "Did I just get stung by a bee?" That was my experience of the bee sting.
Oh, it was after the fact?
It was like, I looked down, I'm like, the stinger was in my hand, and like my middle finger had swollen up, and it was all puffy and everything, and I was like, I got stung by a bee while I was out there.
There was
Dennis
one.
Dennis says, hashtag bitch mile, or bitch aisle, sorry.
Hey, that hurts.
Hey, Reed, you can't read without your glasses.
I have feelings.
Down here.
Oh, jeez. I told you, Bernie, to guard the bee.
But why?
Oh, you guys are pathetic. No wonder Smithers made me head bee guy.
You probably should have cut that down.
I was just pulled a YouTube video. Oh, God, now people are putting when fucking Macaulay Culkin's getting stung by the bees in the chat room.
Oh, God.
No, that was so sad.
Long way to swat at bees, buddy.
God.
You know, I've never actually seen that movie.
What?
I'm
serious.
I haven't either.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't hold up.
Is there a riff track?
Your kids watching it?
Mitch, see if there's a riff track.
I
would watch a riff track of that
What's
movie.
The name of it? What is
My Girl?
My Girl, yeah. My experience, like similar to Mitch's, like I remember playing baseball in my backyard when we were still living in Philly. And
but in Philly they called it stick rock.
We probably is. I don't remember, but I don't know what
we were eating hoagies
East
and
coasters is, but it's strange.
We were eating hoagies and Coke and playing stick rock.
It's not even close. But
go to the Poconos, playing stick rock, having hoagies and Cokes.
Because you had no real toys, you just played with sticks and rocks.
No, I get it, but like I don't understand how he equates that. Whatever. Anyways, it doesn't work. Anyways, so
you know, me and Billy were out there playing stick rock, and then we would come and we would drink the off-brand supermarket soda because you know how hard it was. Mom worked at the factory, and so did Dad, and their factory built smaller factories.
I don't know what accent you delved into there, but anyways. So I was running to second base and I saw a dragonfly fly past my head. Mm-hmm. And then 2 seconds later, I felt the sting of my back shoulder. And I looked over and I saw a dragonfly fly away. Clearly, I got stung by a bee or a wasp. But it wasn't until I was in college to where someone actually had to pull up on the internet that dragonflies can't sting you because I got in an argument like,
you know, oh my God.
They will bite you, though.
Stung
you know how creepy this is, Dutch? No. Dutch, hold on. You know how creepy this is? I have had the exact same argument with Nathan from Hippo Juice with dragonflies.
About dragonflies?
The exact same argument.
Did you think that they stung?
No, he thought they stung, and I had to convince him that they don't.
No, they don't sting, but they do bite.
They pinch, but they don't break the skin. Yeah.
No, because I've caught them before, and then they bit me. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, I got straight stung, like anymore. With a stunger stuck in me, which makes me think it was probably a honeybee. So, I had, you know, it was swelling, just, you know, your regular whatever type of stinger stuff you have. But yeah, it wasn't until I was like in college, I got in an argument with somebody about dragonflies, and they're like, "You idiot! They don't sting!" And like they actually had to pull up a whole thing. I'm like, I've been living in fear of dragonflies, and I'm still afraid of them, by the way. So if I see them, they fly at me, I don't trust them with their four wings and their huge heads and eyes. I don't like it.
I'm gonna get you a bucket of one.
If you, I will divorce you in a second.
You're not married.
There's nothing wrong with a dragonfly. They're dragonflies. They're harmless.
I know that. I understand that. But it's a visceral reaction I had when I was seven.
What if the ending of My Girl was a bunch of dragonflies attacking McCullough?
Oh, God. No. I wouldn't. No.
Oh, God.
We had a dragonfly that was stuck on the third floor of our office.
Did you kill it like it was supposed to be killed?
Yep. No, it was already dead. It had landed and died and got stuck on the third floor.
It's already dead.
On the third floor wall. I didn't know this, but a woman who had been there for a few years longer than me goes, "I noticed it 2 years ago, and they've never taken it down. I can't walk down that hallway without looking at it." And then, like, a month after...
Why would you grab it?
Well, you couldn't. It was literally across a giant hallway up into the skywell, like stuck on, like you would have to get a gigantic ladder to go get it down. But like a month or two after she told me, it was gone. So it either fell off or somebody eventually got a ladder and scraped it off the wall. But
you'd be amazed how long people will not do stuff if it involves a ladder. There's still someone in our neighborhood who has Christmas lights up. This is not a joke. This is for real.
You looking at him?
God There's damn it,
Dutch! No,
it's only half the house. I took them down.
It's only the ones that require a ladder to get to it. All the other ones that like you can reach from like you know ground level are all gone, obviously. But the ones that like is stringed up on like the top part of the house, we haven't taken.
No,
do you still light them up?
I haven't taken them yet.
Do you still light them up?
No, of course not. But
you should light them up right now.
Nobody really sees them because it's on the top. Here, but I see him and I'm like, oh God, how white trash are you?
Really, really?
Very?
By tomorrow. Joel.
So much. I'll do it tomorrow. I promise you, I will do it tomorrow.
Will you come back tomorrow and let's put more Christmas lights up because I figure we'd be ahead of the curve. Never next year.
I would actually do that.
Christmas in July. Come on.
Half Christmas.
Celebrating half Christmas. It's the second best time of the year.
Oh, man.
Any misconceptions about like insects aside from my dragonfly?
I thought you were going to say incest.
I assume every spider is a black widow spider.
African American widow spider.
Sorry.
Thank you.
So wordy.
It is.
Huh?
No, I assume that the spider is going to bite me and kill me within 2 minutes of me being bitten. My whole body's going to explode. I saw a documentary once on black widows and I was terrified ever since then.
Was the documentary called Arachnophobia?
No, no. It was like something that I watched in biology class in seventh grade, and then I had nightmares about it afterwards.
My mother had the same thing after she watched in Arachnophobia as well.
You know what? That movie fucked me up. I'm not afraid of spiders, but I remember watching it, and then I went to bed, and I couldn't sleep that night because I just saw spiders everywhere in my room.
I'm like, I can't tell the difference between one spider and another. I don't know which ones are poisonous and which ones aren't. And the effect of a black widow, I was just terrified.
I know Rorschach said he got bit by a brown recluse spider.
Yep, that's the second one.
Those
worst
are the worst,
one.
Right?
He had to go to the hospital and get antibiotics for it.
Brown recluse, I think, are the second worst of black widows.
Yeah,
it's just
fuck
them all. Fuck them all in their tiny little buttholes. I'm done with them. Tiny they can go die. When Mitch was in Canada, I went to go grab a towel off the bathroom floor to use it real quick, and then suddenly the towel started walking away, but then I realized it wasn't a towel walking away, it was a spider running away, so I used the towel to kill the spider, and I went and grabbed a fresh towel, because fuck
either
that.
How big was the spider, or how small was this towel that it was underneath it?
How small is her brain that she thinks the whole towel is a spider?
Yeah. It had to have been at least like an inch long.
Oh, an inch long, moved a towel. Really?
Well, that's my point. Like, it wasn't actually the towel that was moving. It was a spider. But when I wasn't expecting a spider, I'm like, why is the towel moving? Oh, my God, it's a spider.
How big of towels do you use where you mistake a towel for a spider?
It was a hand towel in the bathroom.
You sure it wasn't you know what? Like...
You sure fuck
it
wasn't you, Dennis. Like a... I'm leaving the chat. I close the chat. Dennis
sure
can go to
it wasn't a
hell.
Square of toilet paper?
No, it was a spider.
That's a lot of spiders.
So like a hand towel approximately this size.
So all the females on the show are free. Okay, is that like a normal like...
No, put it back. I wanted to see it. Dennis, put it back.
No. I closed out of it.
I want to see it.
In the chat room, you girls just freaked out.
No, Dennis, put it back.
No.
I want to see the spider babies.
I will donate every single one of them. Watch me.
I want the spider babies.
He's smiling. He's like, yay, they're talking about me. Someone's paying attention to me.
Watching you.
So I have a hand towel right here. This is a hand towel. Right,
that's
right.
A washcloth.
Whatever, that's what she meant.
Hand towel, same thing.
The spider was
what I actually used was a hand towel.
An inch big, whatever, I don't care. Inch big, this does not equal this. So like, here's the spider.
The spider was like the size of a micro penis.
I have some garbage on my desk.
There you go, Marie, look at this video.
No, I don't want to.
Look at the video.
No, I'm not going to.
Look at the spider.
No, I'm not going to.
It's a lot of baby spiders. It's a show.
It's a wolf.
I'm
female.
Looking at Facebook. Look,
it's a mommy. It's a mommy with
no,
her children.
No,
cute.
No.
What's oh,
no.
Look at those cupcakes on Pinterest.
Oh, no, take that off. Mommy with her children.
What is happening?
It's a little baby.
Do you want to get laid again this week?
Pause. Is this an inherent like thing with females? Just hating spiders that much?
I picture them all over my body now.
They're going to eat me alive.
They are not.
They are. Have
look
you seen
babies?
Them?
They're so cute. Look at the mommies taking.
Mommy's taking care of the baby spider.
I'm trying to look at it. It looks adorable.
Look at the babies.
No, Maul. There's no baby spider coming out of me. No.
Baby spider.
It's more like baby spider genocide. Because I will kill those motherfuckers until they did.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize. I think we have a new bit for the show, fellas.
Oh, baby spiders.
Dennis has been doing this to me for 4.5 fucking years.
I'm not talking a picture of the chat room. I'm talking about live shit. But anyways, hey.
Oh, time to wrap up. What a fun show.
Speaking of insects, remember this, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mitch's favorite. He went to high school with him, don't you know?
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Shit. Forgot about that. Anyways,
how are they
Mitch,
doing?
Way better.
I am better than you because I taught Sherry how to flush a toilet without having it hooked up to the water.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I'm the only one worried about bees.
Did your chair just break, Mitch? I'm sorry.
Fat.
Yeah, so my chair is kind of jankety, and when I have the thing disengaged, the lock on it, it kind of goes back into the side. So I usually have it locked, but it doesn't lock very good.
It's after he said why he was better, leaned back, and the whole chair almost fell over. Yeah. He's like,
so it was locked, and then I started leaning back a little bit. It disengaged, and I almost fell backwards. I raised up my arms.
Sorry, Marie, for interrupting yours. What was
you
yours again?
Sorry. No, I'm not doing it twice.
Okay. Royce, way better.
I'm better than you because baby spiders.
Nice. Sherry?
I am better than you because I clean up after you. Your poo. Pee.
I didn't poop.
Your pee
I
water.
I did not poop. I peed. Okay, whatever.
I love you.
Do you have anything, Sherry? Or Sherry, sorry, Kelsey?
I'm better than you because you catch crocodiles and have a gold medal and I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Thank you for taking mine.
I'll good. Thank you.
Say that. And and I'm better than you because nobody in the history of the world can ruin and or fuck up more property than I can with my friends. So thanks for listening, everybody.
John's still here?
No, John's internet died. He sent me a message. No, his internet died.
I was going to say he hasn't been on the whole second hour.
Yeah,
so
his universe went
down. I just figured he wasn't there. So Johnny Cakes died. We're better than him because we're still alive.
Tomorrow, Hippo Juice, no Marie tomorrow. She's working late. So
yay!
I'm
going
to have to figure out how to run every Dutch. You might
or Dutch can run
Jeff
everything.
Did all the intros tomorrow and stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, I can't.
I can do it.
Thanks. Oh, that was fun. All right, guys. I think that's it, right?
YouTube, Facebook, I think
everywhere.
As of right now, we're experimenting. Just be friends with Royce Lopez on Facebook, and you'll have guys like we had a Johnny
that
Rich.
That was awesome. That was fun, man.
Great. If you guys didn't listen to the first half, you're just tuning in, listen to the podcast. First half of the show was riveting. so, yeah, Hippo Juice tomorrow night here at RollerGrade.com. Night, guys.